This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
It's what we do, baby!
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars. I have the power!
Yeah! How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch!
Race Wars.
Sherrod, Race Wars back. Kurt's coming up in the elevator. Promises, promises. Oh, the white man's promises. Owen Benjamin's in the house.
Hey.
Oh!
What's up?
I ain't seen you in a minute, man.
It's been a while.
God damn you!
God damn you, man.
You look taller than ever. You look tan and tall, Owen Benjamin.
I am I'm pretty tall.
And you just got here this morning?
I flew in here from LA and just came pretty much straight here.
This morning. So what time was your flight?
5:10 a.m. And new Animal. Baby in the back seat, dropped off.
New baby, right?
New baby.
How old is the baby?
12 weeks.
Oh.
He's a milk zombie.
Oh, my God. A milk
zombie. Literally, just in the middle of the night. Like, at first, like, the crying would annoy me. He'd be just crying. And then I realized that he's just demanding what he wants,
right,
which is my wife's tits. He's like, woman, give me your tit. And my wife reacts like, she's like, yeah, take the tit. And I'm like, that's awesome. Like, you're a legend. Like, you just literally are awesome. Like, I don't have the balls to do that.
The man, the myth, the baby.
Just so dominant. Just such an alpha, little tiny man.
What's his name?
Walter.
Little Walter. 12 weeks old.
12 weeks.
He's still got, like, soft baby brains, huh?
Yeah, he's
still got gushy brains. Brains like bubble gum.
Literally, the top of his head is just like, it's just like skin.
Oh.
And sometimes,
ain't that scary?
And sometimes I get like really terrified. But then also I'm like, I look at him like, you know how easy I could do it, right?
You could kill him.
I could kill him.
One thumb.
One thumb and he's out. But I just want, in like 20 years, I want him to respect that.
That you didn't do it.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, all those nights that you took my wife's tits from me and screamed and I didn't put a thumb in your head.
You could have killed him with a Nintendo thumb.
Literally, just a pinky.
The same thumb you used on Double Dribble and Techno Football.
I could have 30
you
lives.
You killed your kid.
I could have 30 life contra'd his head.
But holy shit. How's your wife doing after all this baby?
She's good. I mean, it's all dope. I mean, he's a really good baby, you know.
Right.
He cries when he needs milk or like he shit himself. But other than that, he just like is really nice and cool and smells awesome.
No, changing. Yeah, the baby is like the baby's neck.
Baby smell is amazing.
It's like, what is
I just
that?
Smell it.
God know what he's doing because he wants you to take care of it and nurture it.
Totally.
So that scent.
I just want to rub it on my neck.
I love baby smells.
I know.
Where's the Calvin Klein cologne for that?
Where's the car smell? Like the scent for the car? That's just new baby head.
New baby head.
Top of baby soft head.
And
scent.
Not like a freaky way, like in a fucking kids way. Or
no.
What you just found at Michael Jackson's house way.
No, it's in a peaceful way, like a zen way.
Yes.
Like I just want to smell the top of a baby's head and just like really chill out.
It's like baby's head, gasoline, laundry, like a laundromat, when you get that fret, like when you walk past the cleaners and it's like,
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that is an amazing scent.
Mm,
like
fucking cleaner stuff.
Gasoline, though, never did it.
The gasoline.
It gave me like a light, like lightheaded feeling.
Never was my thing. I used to hate gasoline. And then when I started driving in high school, I was like, nothing smells better.
Have you ever huffed it? Like huffed those type of things?
I think that question answers itself.
Wait, like to get high from it?
Yeah.
No, I never did that. That's some white boy shit. You did that when you was 12, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, and it kind of ruined the scent for me. Because it was like, the world just shook a ton and I got a massive headache.
Really?
And my buddy was like, it's great, right? And I'm like, no, it's awful. Like, this sucks.
Yeah, that's not going to get you. I don't know if it can get you high enough.
That's a lesson you should teach Walter when he gets old enough.
Don't huff gasoline.
Don't do what daddy did.
Yeah, no. I've never even told anyone that ever in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was the friend you did it with? I'm sure you did a lot of bad things with this friend.
Yeah, I barely even remember his name. He was like one of those just neighborhood kids that always had bad ideas.
Really? Did he move in when he was already 12 with a knife?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he learned everything from his stepdad. Like one of those guys.
Was his name like Travis? That seems like a Travis type thing.
What was his name? Jason.
Jason
and Travis are like the two. Dustin, yeah. That's another one.
Jason. Then one of the neighborhood kids shot me in the eye with a BB gun. What? And a piece of glass got stuck in my eye. And
what, did you grow up in a Christmas story?
Oswego, New York.
That's right, Oswego.
Yeah, we're three nuclear power plants. We power New York City, and we get nothing in return for it.
Well, you get cancer for it.
Yeah, and we're all 6'7".
You're welcome. 6'7" for no reason.
We're all giants. We're White Walkers. Jon Snow tries to kill us.
Is it a bunch of tall people in Oswego?
Very tall, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, giant people.
And they got three power plants around there.
I think there's a correlation.
I mean, it has to be, right?
I think so. My parents are Asian. I'm just kidding.
Are they like Nordic type of, what kind of white we talking in Oswego?
Well, my type of white
I had
is,
no reason to go to Oswego in New York.
I don't know. There, it's all like a lot of Polish, Italian, Irish. My people were...
A lot of jokes going on.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of three of those dudes walk into a bar situations. Yeah.
Ever heard the one about us?
Right.
A lot of that shit?
Yeah. That's when I realized that it's not even about race. It's just people are tribal.
Right.
Because, like, there was no black people there, so everyone just made it like, oh, that's one of those St. Mary's guys.
Yeah, St. Mary's, you know, was the niggas up there.
Right. And then yeah. St. Joe's and St. Yeah.
I think it's St. Mary's.
Yeah, you get to say that one.
Yeah,
you I can't. Get to think I'm not it. Allowed to.
Oh, I got to put my dick on your shoulder for you to say it on the show.
Really?
Yeah, that's
it's that easy.
Is that easy?
I wanted you to do that anyway.
Okay, so
it's like a huge plus for me.
It's an extra benefit.
Yeah,
you son of a bitch.
Yeah, let's get that dick on that shoulder.
What are you doing in New York too? What are you?
I'm doing Gotham Comedy Club. I'm doing Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I'm doing stand up comedy. I'm gonna bring some heat.
Chris Mazzilli over there, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, Chris Mazzilli sitting on money.
He's got it, yeah.
That motherfucker got money.
He's got, yeah, whenever your hobby involves like cars.
Yes.
He's like, oh, I love Corvettes. I'm like, I like food.
Yes.
You know, it's like when you have a hobby where every single one of the things you like is very expensive. You're like, oh, you're doing well.
My hobby's the McRib.
Not yeah, exactly.
Like that kind of shit. When that comes, I'm like, now's my time of the year.
Mine's music.
Go have fun.
I'm like, $1.99 iTunes. That's my hobby. I hear a new song, I'm like, nice.
Only rich sons of bitches like Jay Leno and fucking Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, his hobby is Porsche.
Porsches.
That's intense. I can't even fit in a Porsche.
Here's Kurt. Look at my old torso body coming through.
What up?
What's up, man? Here's old torso.
Hey, man. I just want to thank the genius security once again.
Uh-oh, what happened?
They go, you need to call because you ain't on the list. And I'm like, okay. So I was like, well, Lewis says you are. So I go to the guy next to him, like, look, I'm on the list. Can you check? And I'm right there.
And it was on the list.
Yes, they don't.
She did the same thing to me. I was huddled up in the corner, like, charging my phone so I could, like, tweet you guys.
This is a segment that we're working on. Who stepped on Kurt's dick? And then we just sit back and see what happens.
Unbelievable, dude. Every week. And then last week, the up front, she's like, well, you got to have an escort. I've been coming to this show for like...
Oh, with the upstairs. Yeah. That was a girl from daytime. She didn't know who you were. You,
why
look
do they
you.
Not have this escort rule?
Who?
The people that are normally here.
Oh, because they don't... They don't look like you, Kurt. You look like you might be a problem.
Well,
you might
get
escorted out of a Trump rally for no reason. They might not even tell you why.
I was a little rude to that security guard.
Just now?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Downstairs?
Not so bad.
The one down?
Maybe bad.
All the way down?
Yeah, they're dumb as shit.
He lightly choked her.
I just some light joking.
Oh, man.
She was into it.
Annie's here. Yeah. Annie, say hi to the people.
Hi, people.
Do you know Owen Benjamin? Y'all know each other? Y'all LA fucking sons of bitches.
What's up?
Y'all out there fucking dancing to the same dream drum.
They do dance a lot in LA.
Dancing to the dream drum.
Yeah.
Owen Benjamin.
I don't dance.
Handsomest gigantism man.
He is a big Adonis, ain't he? Just a.
I'm a giant. I'm a giant piece of shit.
How tall are you?
6'7".
When last time I talked to you, you told me you were in like overseas. You were like doing.
Who tells jokes at 6'7"? First of all, why can't we address that?
Andre the Giant did, didn't he?
Did he?
Is there something against tall joke telling?
I know. I'm just saying. Who else? Who else is a tall comic that you know?
Gary Goldman.
Yeah, Gary's not, but he's not 6'7".
He's 6'6".
Six, maybe.
6'6", maybe.
Look how you talk down about him. He's 6'6", maybe.
Yeah, I was like,
on
maybe.
A good day.
Do you know all the heights of all the of all the tall people?
Because I don't want to be, it's actually the opposite. I don't want to be the only freak. So
right.
It's like the opposite of what people will be like, oh, you fucking only like tall people. I'm like, no, I wish I was 6'1".
What size shoe do you wear?
13. 6'1's the perfect height.
Because
you're like tall, but you're not like a, not like a walking trigger warning.
Right.
Like literally just my height, people are like, oh, Jesus Christ.
They have to say like a thing to you.
What's that?
They have to say like a thing to you.
Where did the sun go?
Yeah, they just, and it's always like, do you play basketball? I'm like, no, I don't. Like,
you're a waste of height. Your height could have sent a black kid to college.
Everyone fucking says that to me.
Height is the only thing that it's considered fine to comment on right away. Like, if you met a fat person, you wouldn't be like, I bet you were a goalie.
Well, you
like,
Aaron.
Oh, I would assume they didn't play sports at all.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, with short people, you don't ask them if they get shot out of cannons.
Right. I mean, you should.
All
maybe
the time.
First of all, I'm
going to
start
it
now. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
No, it gets pretty intense.
Were you good at sports in general or no?
I played football and lacrosse, but I wasn't really. I grew too fast.
Tight
to
end?
Be, yeah, tight end, DN.
How did I know?
I don't know. Because you put me in a, category?
I went like this. Yeah, tight end.
But I grew too fast to be coordinated. Like, I didn't have any, like, nuance. Like, I'd be
you could
like,
catch, though.
Kinda, and then my arm would grow another inch that day, and
let's talk about how often your dick grew.
Oh,
I remember no, like my dick being really small, and then I remember it being a man's dick, and I don't know how fast that.
I
happened.
Agree. Yeah, yes, that's a weird.
I remember
yes.
looking at it, being like, "That's so fucking small."
You never get to see the in between part.
No,
really.
I don't remember having an average.
Me either.
Like, I remember looking at your dick and thinking that's so small too.
Wow.
Montreal, just kidding.
Yeah, well, that's just because you have, you know, medium-sized hands. I don't know. I don't know what we're doing with
I thought
you
were going to say a huge pussy, but all
yeah,
right.
That's fine.
It's cool.
So wait, what age...
Thanks, Tommy.
What age did you get your man dick?
I don't know. That's the thing. It's
you
all
wake
like,
up with it. You wake up with a man's dick.
It's you like, woke up, you're like, I'm
it's
a
like
man.
Inception. I don't remember remembering, but I know I remember.
Did you have a dream and you opened a safe?
It was a dick within a dick.
I was 15 when I woke up with a man's dick.
Do you remember
my uncle
like ever seeing like your father's cock or something by mistake?
Yes.
And going like, no way, my
and
dick
it was
is
not
going
by mistake.
Today.
I was looking for that cock. I was like, let me see that hammer. I want to see where I came from. I want to see the dick that made me.
We're in church, boy.
Yeah. And then I looked at mine and I was like, this is fucking tiny.
It's like, no way, you thought no way it could grow into a man's dick.
Right. And I started whacking pretty young. And it
How
was
young?
Like 8, 9 years old.
And with those wow. big meaty hands.
With the tiny wing. With
I would have loved to have been your what? Babysitter walking in on that. Like
8 or 9?
But I didn't launch anything. It wasn't like porn.
Who,
like nothing.
Not Caucasian?
That's hilarious.
I wasn't beating off, but I was humping everything in the house at 8 or 9. Yeah, pillows, stuffed wow. animals,
that's
cousins.
Cool.
I babysat an 8-year-old who, when he was like taking a shit, he called me in to wipe him. The Jesus. Idea that this kid would want me to wipe him at 8 and also be like fucking a teddy bear.
Whoa.
Is so incredible.
You gave him a fucking boinkin or whatever the fuck they call
it. Yeah, plumpkin.
There you go. A blumpkin. You gave an 8-year-old a blumpkin.
Yeah, that's a crazy crossover time.
Yeah.
Ass wiping and ability to fuck teddy bears.
He was like too old for that. I remember just, right. I shamed him. I went, are you kidding? Like, I really like my face contorted and I right. just like, I kind of spit a little when I said, not spit on his dick or anything, but spit a little. And I saw his face like fall.
Why'd right. you hurt that boy's
because
squelch
how dare
him like
his
that?
Mother let him? He's in first grade. What is he calling his first grade teacher? No,
wait,
wait
he should be
ass.
6 years old in the first grade. If he's 8 in the first grade,
or
he already had a hard enough life. Just wipe his ass, you this fucking whore.
There's a little game called Disturbing or That Kid's a Genius. Like, he just is like, people will just keep fucking doing it.
Yeah, that's true, because when you're older and you start getting your ass wiped, your dick doesn't work anymore. So to be able to have both things
it
happening
could.
Is
you
like...
You could trick them both times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trick them on the way in and trick them
but
on the way out.
If you're old enough to... I mean, first of all, never mind you wiping his ass. Why is anybody wiping
that's
his ass?
That's what I'm saying.
That's
I was,
like a...
But maybe he's not a good ass wiper. Maybe he's good at drawing.
No,
you ain't gotta be good at everything.
Shrek.
Nigga.
One of these newfangled obese children I've heard about.
He went... No, he was a little rich kid. His mom was like there while I was nannying. She said she had
so an illegal does this normally?
What's the fatigue syndrome? The chronic fatigue syndrome, which is like, I'm like, oh, you're just rich. You just wanted to. She's like, I'm a little tired. Can this woman watch my kids?
While she was there at the house.
She was there at the house, and he goes, I'm done. And I was like, cool, come out. And he's like,
no way.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm done. Yeah. And I was like, you want me to wipe your butthole?
He summoned you to his asshole.
Did he have a tiny bell he went?
I mean, he literally, let's just say Hitler would have spared him the way he looked.
I have a super gross story about ass. Ass wiping.
Yes, and talk slow and in French.
No.
Gosh.
So when I was in high school, I worked at a nursing home, and I was a nursing assistant.
Can we get applause for her? This is, you're a hero.
She got a check. She wasn't there doing charity.
I did get a check, and it meant I didn't have to work at the Subway. The Subway sandwiches.
That's
place.
How bad that job is.
Yeah, it's. I just well, and like I didn't like the people that worked at the Subway. There was this whole town politics thing.
Indians.
So I used to. I
we
was
know
a,
who worked there. Indians. Go ahead. Continue.
And wait, why were you mad at them? Because they never make the sandwich from TV, right? They don't know how to make it.
Right.
You go. I'll get the. They go. What
right.
you want
well,
on
they
it?
All
the
like,
shit in the picture. You
people.
Fuck
the people that worked at the Subway in town were like the bathroom smokers had like nicotine Indian. Fingers, and I was like, I just don't want
to. What's wrong with nicotine?
No,
I missed something. Did I miss it? What happened?
You're thinking of a different thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The people that only finger them?
Yeah. So I worked at a nursing home.
You're thinking
home.
Of that porn site I turned you on to.
My bad, Kirk.
Anyway, part of what I had to do was like wipe butts and give baths. And this is when I'm like 16.
All also, men and old women, both men yeah, and women.
Also, if somebody died, I'd helped get them ready for the morgue.
That final ass wipe. The ass wipe to Jesus, right. My mama told me.
When they shit their pants, their post-mortem.
You want to be presentable for Jesus.
They didn't always shit their pants. Like, I wasn't, like, every, there was only
wait,
a few.
People don't always shit their pants?
No.
I was looking forward to that.
A lot of them have been dying for a while and they haven't been taking food in, so there really isn't anything
so it's not a lot of shit to come out anyway.
God.
If you're getting cremated, why do you need a queen ass?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, they're going to burn you out.
Like, it's going to smell like
that's the ultimate
Starbucks
wipe.
Coffee.
Yeah, the ultimate wipe is fire.
That's a title already for the show.
Let me tell this this story of this one woman who demanded the ultimate wipe.
Okay.
There is a there
sounds like a new Subway sandwich from Subway.
It's probably this kid's grandmother, honestly.
Yeah, maybe.
The ultimate wipe.
Yeah, that was the working title of the final solution.
Schindler's List, ultimate wipe.
Schindler's List 2. So this one lady had mobility issues, and I don't want to give too many details.
You talking about Shirley? Nobody's going
to
know.
This
we need
the year 2000,
details.
So she's probably dead by now.
You talking about Shirley?
She would demand being wiped a certain way.
Like a way?
She would be like,
no, that's not weird.
She'd be
front
like,
to back, Aaron.
No, she would be like, okay, press. She would always tell you
no
to
way.
Press.
You know what's so weird about that?
What?
That's how I asked to get my Subway sandwiches too. I'm like, can you press and wipe?
Ew,
okay. Wait, so she wanted you to press where?
On like in the clitoral area.
What?
With the, you had like a
what? What's she up to?
Oh,
she made you wipe her ass with your tongue on her pussy.
Yeah, and she made me take my shirt
another
off.
Another title.
When I she made me take my shirt off. No, she made she like we had obviously we had like gloves and scrubs and we were very
not enough gloves in the world.
I know. But
not
we,
for
yeah,
what I saw.
She would demand like to be like she's like okay now press and if you didn't do it right she'd make you keep doing it again
on her
and
she's
clip.
Like more finger
and she was so
she was getting rubbed out you was rubbing her old lady out
essentially yeah
okay
and she was really
that's real noble
she was really aware I was like 16 so I'm like I don't
sexier
know.
Yeah, I was like, you should have started the story with that you selfish bitch
wait a minute so she called you
you
gave her hand release and she called it wiping is that
yeah,
what you're telling me
she would and it was all the nurses and stuff they would like grumble about it like oh this lady wants to go get like jerked off again.
Like, wow. And we wonder why there's elderly beating in these fucking facilities. It's people defending. They're taking back the night.
Elderly beating offing.
It's more amazing because, you know, they always have little euphemism. Like if they're watching their soap operas, like that's my story.
My
so that I'm doing my wiping and watching my story.
Yeah. So,
but maybe they need somebody in there. I would volunteer to go in there and rub one out for an old lady.
I got that out on fucking Craigslist right now.
I would pay it forward.
There wasn't like a jerk. It wasn't like a rubbing motion. It wasn't like a stand knife.
No, just press.
It wasn't like a standard like lady jerk off.
It was counterclockwise, counterclockwise, clockwise.
Press can be the same as a rub.
I was doing to the stuffed animals. I was just pressing my dick against it. But I finished.
All my stuffed animals had clits, by the way.
Definitely finished.
So yeah, she would make us. She would make us do that, and that was the thing that I did when I was a teenager.
Sexy summer.
I taught. I was a special ed camp counselor, so I used to have to wipe butts, but they weren't. They weren't that old. So, but it was, they were like teenagers. So I had to wipe a lot of asses.
From teenagers?
And I had to change tampons, which
why
that was
teenagers?
Gross.
Why are you changing tampons? For on the girls?
Were...
You pulling them out? What are you, me on a date? You sound like me in Vegas.
Did you load them up like a shotgun? Like,
but the girl, like the kids were not like, they were, you know, mentally retarded, but they weren't, like they would know if you were like recoiling at the smell of their, you know,
really?
Unwashedness. So we would put, we made
but they couldn't
masks.
Wipe, but they could be bummed out.
They could be so bummed out with your reaction to their pussy smell.
Yeah.
So we would make masks. I had all the counselors make fake masks out of like paper towels, and we put smiley faces on them and pretend like it was like.
That's creepier.
We're like, look at our masks.
That's a lot creepier.
What are you? Are you dressed up as Slender Man? That's horrifying.
But there were girls. My group was like a high functioning group. They were the high functioning like. you know, mid to later teens. And then there was like an older group that
pretty
cut
low
off at 21.
For high functioning, by the way.
But low functioning, no, like the low functioning kids were like really old. They could do nothing. You really had to wipe and do everything for them. And they had these like young Catholic girls working in that room. Like there were like 14-year-old girls that were wiping like hairy grown men's assholes.
No, they were
some
not.
Dudes.
That's the Lord's work.
There's definitely some dudes faking being retired.
Yes, I'm ready to fake
there
it right now.
Like
some young girl, Catholic girl, like, wiping me down.
There were dudes at the nursing home that were kind of like playing up how much they needed help. Like how much help they needed getting baths and stuff.
16-year-old
like,
you coming around like, anybody need a bath? It's like, yeah, we all filthy in here. And who's the top,
cold
bitch?
Down here.
It was really, well, some of them were, they didn't know what was going on. And one time, this guy got convinced that I was, and he would call me a Jap.
Right.
Because I had, he couldn't see too well.
Well,
and I had
I can see well, and I would also call you a
Jap. Yeah,
no, he didn't mean it the Jewish way. He meant it like the
Japanese,
way.
I can still see that too.
He was flashing back to World War II, and he thought I was like a Japanese sex worker, and he would be like, get over here, you saucy Jap. And like,
it
turns out he was never in the war.
He didn't even belong to that nursing home.
He was just a homeless guy who came in and slept in an empty bed.
He just found an angle.
I think once you're that old, though, all bets are off.
Oh, my God.
All bets
I'm
are off.
Like, by 50, I'm going to be whacking in parks. I'm going to be like, well, I'm old. I don't know any better.
I did a shoot today where I had to wear a strap-on, and I, like, get it, guys. I had to wear a strap-on.
What?
I wore
what do you mean,
like,
I get
what was
it,
the
guys?
Shoot for?
It was for a girl code thing, but it was, like, it was powerful. I really enjoyed having
it. Did it hurt Andrew Schultz?
With it. I wish, honestly, I think originally I was supposed to butt-fuck Andrew Schultz for it. And I found that out afterwards, and how dare they take that from me? How dare they take my shining moment?
Nobody in here ever questioned if you had penis envy.
I have it totally. I can't
you
believe
have
it. Well, I have a
like,
twin brother, too. So
What's the other dude's name from that show that he was running with Andrew Schultz? You know, Charlotte. Did Charlamagne insist that he use it on him?
It was a close set.
Charlamagne, he took Andrew's spot in that dildo fucking pegging.
What?
Charlamagne.
Oh, all right. He takes dick too? What are you talking about?
That's the rumor I heard.
He takes hammer?
Not at all. I don't believe that at all.
That.
But
really?
He's on my show next week, so I'll ask him.
Ask him?
Yes, I definitely will.
Oh, my God. Are you
Who spread that?
Do you know where I heard it?
If he takes the old French
in my
press.
Fucking neighborhood.
In Dominican Republic neighborhood?
All them people that are fans of that shit are all like, yeah. You like, I don't know what the thing is that cut it off. I didn't believe it. And the guy's like insisting. And I look it up and there's little things.
But that don't mean
it.
Shit.
But they probably say that about everyone, too.
I can't wait till they say about me, because that means I'm rich. As soon as they say I'm sucking dick, I got the money I need.
You're like, nice with these
that's
white
the kind
girl
of
beards.
I want that kind of fame.
I thought when you run out of money is when you have to start sucking dick. You're selling me.
No,
you're
but
gonna,
the rumors, though. The rumors.
It's like,
it's
like you're getting so much ass, you have to like start sucking dick to spice it up. It's like those dudes.
Oh, I'm going to be broke where like someone pays me to watch me jerk off and I can't get it all the way, so they just beat me up instead.
Wear their dick. I want
to do you're going to do that to your openers.
I wanted to slap.
Wait, it's time to watch it.
Wait a minute, you have to be broke to do that? Fuck.
I wanted to slap whimsically. Like, I didn't want, there was no, like, guy in the room. I was like, it wasn't satisfying. I really wanted to, like, smack a makeup artist's face.
So you know what we go through all day.
I get
you're
it.
Not smacking you in the
I
face
fucking,
with a dick.
Thank you guys. You guys are heroes.
It's like there's nothing else to do with it. Then smack people in the face.
I love hitting somebody in the head with it.
I still remember
the
first time.
Most fun.
The first time that happened to me, I hadn't watched
was
porn.
Was it at the nursing
home? No, it was in like a sexual encounter. But I was
the nursing home.
I was in college and I had like never watched porn, but I'd been like sexually active.
Right.
And I remember the first time it happened to me and I was like, what are you doing? Like, it was so upsetting.
Jarring? It was jarring?
Yeah, it was so upsetting to me. But, I mean, whatever. Eventually,
but after you realized you
wait,
needed
how
it.
Did
you
the,
needed that.
How
hit.
Did the person, how did they, like...
I like a good dick
did they just do it? Like, how did they just get into it?
Was
there
face slap
the
foreplay? Was it, like, a gentle little tap?
Was it at dinner?
So, yeah.
I
it was in church, which made it super weird. It was this... I think it was, like, my senior year, and I was dating this guy who was old, like significantly older. He was in his late 20s.
Both of y'all had the most sexual fucking, what are y'all, fucking Amy Schumers? Everybody's sex, you got a dick on earlier today. She's fucking wiping asses at senior homes. Everything's
you know
so
what?
Sexually charged.
That could be Annie moving up in the comedy world.
Hell, they gotta talk about all
the
sex.
Yeah.
I have my name. I'm Chuck Angel.
As soon as the dick come
Angel.
Out, I think they both gonna clam up. It's all talk and no action. Go ahead.
I wanna butt fuck
did he pretend he was like slapping a bug at first? Like
yeah.
No. being
well,
helpful.
It was like, I still remember, like mosquito. I have not talked to this person in so long, and but I remember.
He remembers, trust me.
I remember it was like, he just kind of did it like gently, and then like three, it was like boom, boom, boom. Really hard.
Did he call you a Jap while he did it?
No, he
but
didn't.
He let you get ready with the two warning shots.
Yeah, yeah, I did a couple taps.
Yeah, it was sort of like a warm-up
That's more than
swing.
Any black guy gets.
The rule of threes.
Yeah, it was like a warm-up swing with a baseball bat, but like just tapping my face.
Nothing more empowering than a, like just your hard cock, and you're already fucked,
mm-hmm.
but your dick's hard, and you're walking around with a hard dick.
I would just knock
maybe
shit
in between
off
fucks. And then that's when you get into hijinks. That's when you start hitting bitches in the forehead with right. your dick or knocking stuff off the dresser.
Yeah.
Or trying to push
because,
the buttons on a remote.
Because you already came, so like you're not, like you're now in the moment as yourself.
Yes.
But you have a big hard dick.
It's a hard dick here.
You don't need her to comply to, like at this point, you've gotten what
it's
you need.
It's past the girl. Yeah, it's not about
it's
her.
It's all bonus.
She yes. can leave
it's
at
gravy.
Any time.
It's gravy. It has nothing to do with her at that point. You're like, let's put a bird on it, see if it stays.
She's like, I thought you loved me. You're like, shut up, bitch.
It's like, I could still love you and experiment with the bird perch situation.
I only want to be
smacked
now.
If I get the bird to sit on my cock, that would be the greatest.
That'd be incredible.
Yes.
You'd be like a Disney princess.
Yeah.
Yes. And not peck it, though. I don't want him to try
you
to peck it.
You have to be as tall as a tree to make it.
I would like, I want to peg, though, now. I got peg on my mind.
All right, well, settle the fuck down. Shelby's working.
Shelby, peg. I want to fuck your butt.
That porn star that
How
was here, like Shelby.
No,
one porn star we had was way into Shelby. What was it? What was
oh,
her name?
Yeah, the Muslim porn
yeah.
star.
She
loved
wanted
some Shelby.
Him to
she
fuck out with his giant lips.
Shelby
yeah,
went to, I think he went to our event that week, too, didn't
his
you?
VSLs.
No? Yeah. She invited him to one of her events. She had a nice little booty on it. Did you know this girl? Can
what's,
we pull her up? Pull
her
up. Well, she's the Muslim,
not,
Iranian. Iranian porn
She's not Mia
porn
Khalifa,
star.
She's the other one.
Nadia.
Was she in that documentary on Netflix, The Hot Girls Wanted One?
No.
What was that
documentary? Yeah, I saw that.
That was super
grim. Explain it to me.
It's kind of, I don't recommend it if you want to continue to whack off to porn, like, innocently.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you might want to whack off to this.
It puts a little too much backstory on it for me.
Oh, so you know about the girls' lives?
Some of them, it's like
it
I'm still whacking.
What the
like,
okay. site is. Some of them are kind of shady. Well, I think you probably
But what is
know.
It? What's the stories?
Well, so, I don't know. They just seem like they really need affirmation. I don't know. Just shit that makes you want to put a blanket around them and not whack to them.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like,
but
have some soup. Go back to
face.
School.
There's no,
but
there's
then
no
I'm still
non-damaged.
Jerking off.
Yeah, listen, I'll jerk off soup because I like a downtrodden bitch.
When we
right.
had,
yeah.
when we had
I like
Lisa
a downtrodden.
Ann, we had Lisa Ann on here, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And I like her a lot because she'll just talk. Because right now there's a thing where you're supposed to act like porn stars are like, no, they're not damaged. Like, it's like unfeminist stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're, fucking
they're in charge. They're empowered by it.
And Lisa Ann's
like, where's your dad?
She's like, I don't even believe. What's the
Silence.
Who's the girl that accused? What's his name of raping her?
Oh yeah, what's the dude?
James
the
Dean.
James
no, you got
Dean.
Accused of
oh,
rape
yeah,
by Stoya.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I
at least
Anne's
like,
I
don't even really believe her because she's a porn. She's like, because she's a porn star, it
right.
makes it hard for me to believe.
Totally.
Like, I'm like, wow, that's like nobody's allowed to say something like that.
Oh,
like, what? She does.
Oh, of course, she's a porn star. Nobody's.
She
believe
yeah, like
she got
it takes away from the story. But
there's Nadia.
I'll tell you what.
There's Nadia picture.
I'll tell you what happens in 100%.
It's hot.
These guys.
She was really funny too. She was.
She's
not
she,
was
low key, she was cool.
Super
that girl.
Funny.
Yeah.
Sexy chick.
Oh, she was funny. She was
a lot of
she
these,
was great.
These companies that make the porns, like what you're. Because I saw that too.
Yeah.
But I've heard that girl did the biggest gangbang, Annabelle Chong. She never got paid. She never got the check for that.
That's crazy.
They just never paid her. I mean, yeah. Holy shit!
Yeah, like the comic in me sees it like it's,
dude. It was like it wasn't even a lot of money. It was like $10,000.
Oh god!
Yeah, it's like porn stars are almost like comics where shit's like a college gig.
Yeah, no, yeah, she did a
wow.
Bunch.
Oh. So ironically.
Oh god, was it a black room?
She was no, it wasn't a black room. Listen, let me holler at you.
So, that many money shots and no money?
Not any. They didn't pay the fucking. And it's $10,000. It's not even an amount of money to, like.
That's retrospective.
From how much that generated.
Rate.
Listen, it don't matter how much the money was. How many dicks she took, she deserved to get paid.
That's what I said.
Like,
that's
like, is it like us with, like, bonus structures on weekends?
They take
like
chairs.
If, had, like, if, like, seven loads, you get an extra $500.
Have you ever sure. had a club owner do that? Like, not try to worm out of giving
Whoa,
you a fucking.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Who has?
How do you count chairs when you walk in?
Well, this one time I was doing Indianapolis, and they tweeted that it was sold out, and then I went to get the bonus, and they're like, oh, it wasn't sold out. I was like, no, it definitely was, and you tweeted it, so I like right there. You said it was.
So, now,
right,
so if it wasn't, why would I'm you like, say that? So it won't sell out.
Even if it wasn't, like you didn't let anyone else come.
Right.
So fuck you.
Yeah, right.
And they were like, no. But and then so I made a scene. Haven't been back.
Didn't they still give you the money?
It was in Indianapolis. What's that place called? It's a good club, and this woman's like very well known. But in front of her staff, I was like, just fucking calling her out.
But would you people have handled it? That's dirty. Like, because listen, I'm like you with that too. I get real. I just got fucked over so many times when I started that I have like a real bad. Also, if I'm not on the list, it's serious. I have a shitty attitude. But I like. Because I have people that I would like call now to be like, can you be the bad guy for
this?
Did you have people do that and you were just mad?
Yeah. Well, no, that time I did it myself because I didn't understand that that's the move.
Right.
People didn't instruct me that like now it's not cool to do things yourself.
Right.
Like it really isn't. So
people
now I don't.
Cheat you just for that.
I used to always do shit myself. I'd be like, fuck you. And they'd be like, don't no, you have to give someone 10% to say fuck you on your behalf.
Yeah. Right. So I'm like, be the nice
but
guy.
Fuck you.
You don't want to be the asshole.
You don't want to.
For you, it's just a job.
And for me, I'm like, I'd rather have you not pay me anything than like lie to my face.
Right.
Like it's
not
about the money.
It's a personal insult.
That's why I was like, I even told that when that happened to me, I go, I'll spend that money on your staff to get fucked up tonight to show you that I don't even care about the money. It's that you're a fucking liar.
Oh, with me, it's for the money usually. I'm like, I'll take pieces of the bar with me. I'm going to get a souvenir or my check.
That's hilarious.
But I get too many of these guys in fucking 15 button suits. Come up, but like money. You see the drive. You see the parking lot. Like, let me holler at you real quick. And
they know they hustle.
Yeah, they give you a wad of money. The only reason I even learned how to get in a thing about it is because I saw Big J get fucked, and like he punked out two Fruitful Islam security guards because this guy fucked him over like 7 weeks. It was ridiculous the amount of times this guy fucked him out of money.
Right.
And Jay kept going back like a dummy. Yeah. And then the guy made a mistake of bragging. Because, I just white boy him every week. So when we drove down there, he was, like, fuming. And this guy, Javon Pearson, that's his name. I don't even know if he still does comedy. But he had two fucking, these Muslim security guards that came over, and they didn't even want any part of it. When they found out it was about him not paying.
Because it's an injustice. Those brothers don't want to part of no injustice.
But I think they just didn't want to get in a fight because this asshole is a fucking cheat. He's probably dicking them around, too.
I'm sure he's dicking them around, too.
Yeah, like, so that, but... That Jay didn't even like back down a little bit from that, and then I kind of stuck in my head that like then I put it together with that they don't they have a stake in this of not fighting too,
yeah,
so that I'm like, I'll never not get my money, but now I'm like, I think I should use my side, my people to do that.
Yeah, that's definitely smarter.
You don't want to get involved in it. You'd rather let somebody else handle it.
Yeah, no, and plus, I made a mistake a lot.
These motherfucking promoters and these club owners, this is what they do. They know how to get over on you because you just visiting there. They live there.
Oh,
it's like being a prison guard and the prisoners. You got to work the prisoners there all day trying to fuck you up. You just there for 8 hours.
Well,
and you don't.
They
like,
got it.
And you don't want to be quotable. That's what I always watch out for. Because Owen said, quote, dot, dot, dot. And I'm like, but you didn't understand what was said right fucking before
they
I said that.
They don't care. They don't care about that.
No, that's why it's like almost like every sentence you say has to be able to be on like a dentist poster, and then people just judge that. And like, I've said some crazy shit in my life. And people like, I'm like, no, but in the moment it was fine. And people, that's why I just try to not say anything.
Don't say it. It's always going to come back to bite you.
Yeah. Like on stage, I'll say whatever, but like in person, it's now you again, where it's like, now you as a person just said that to me.
Well, dude, if you get any kind of high profile shit, there's people that will like just go through all your records to see if you did anything wrong. Because there's a whole industry of finding.
Dude, I'm not even high profile, and I've had that happen to me a bunch of times. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, what?
Something back from 2012, you said, I remember this one, like, this like feminist group was coming at me, and they quoted me. They said, one of the tweets I said was, there's women on Twitter, so all the dishes are done. And like, obviously that's a joke.
Right.
And they were like, and I couldn't stop.
That's pretty funny, right?
But that was from like 2012. Yeah. And I couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, so good.
And thinking that I was serious is so much funnier.
But you
I'm like 1920.
That's the title, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's the title.
Well, it's kind of long.
But you have Theo Von syndrome, where it's like, they're like, oh, a white guy who's like, yeah, I mean, I don't know if you're kind of a jock, but it's like, he's a jock. Like, they can target you without feeling like...
Oh, totally.
They try to cartoonify their targets into like the easiest thing to attack.
Right.
Like when I was at Jezebel.
Sorry,
We used to call it like behind the scenes when we were complaining about it happening to us. We would call it snow manning, which is like straw manning, but they made us white. Like, okay. And like for a while, half the staff was not white, but they'd be like, a bunch of white girls are writing this stuff, and like
that's a hysterical like prejudice of the other person. Yeah, assuming yeah. Well, they're writers, they're like, they must be white.
These rich white bitches who think that they know everything. But I've noticed it happens a lot of times when there's like outrage industry type attacks on men. They try to create this like most alpha caricature possible.
Right.
So it's easier to attack it.
Yeah, and then I make a parody out of it. Like I will go down those rabbit holes, like that. I'm like I become that as a joke, right. But it's like times a thousand, and they don't realize it's sarcasm, and that makes me think they're the dumbest people in the world.
A lot of them know it's sarcasm, and they're just it's a way. Look, if you have just slight, because you're like, oh, I'm not high profile, which I would say about myself, but these people, they'll be like, well, you're
they
a powerful man.
Down,
They think Kurt's a powerful man in the industry.
Yeah, and
so these people are certifiable,
but they're bloggers. So do you know how low on the rung a blogger is compared to a fucking piece of cable face? So fucking that's
they don't know the difference between Kurt and Richard Branson. They don't know who's who.
Yeah, they literally think it's like anyone with a blue check mark is a senator.
Yeah.
But it's how,
yes.
It's like, how can I make my name bigger? Like, it's just barnacle shit. So they're like, how can I make my name bigger off your name? That dude we had here, who we ended up liking, but the guy that had a problem with Seth Rogen, Cernovich.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And because he goes, he had this whole fight with him where like Seth Rogen's wife threw in, I would definitely fuck you. Obviously sarcastic. I mean, like, so very sarcastic.
Right.
And so this whole big thing that him and a couple other people, like, she propositioned me. I fucking, and I'm like, well, I mean, you don't think that's sarcastic? Like, well, she said it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you just are working an angle to sell these people that follow your shit.
Yeah. Oh, geez. That's some evil shit.
Well, it's dude.
We have some people on too.
But all these people don't think of it as evil. And if you're
Martin
like
Luther
old,
King Jr. lied about going to a mountaintop. We have proof. We have geosatellites to prove that that lying fuck.
Well, he said it.
He said he's been on the mountaintop. He does not have the cardio ability of getting to that mountain.
It's like
it's a metaphor.
How old
fuck.
Are you? How old are you?
36.
Okay, it's like you're too old to even get where they're coming from. In fact, I think that dude was too old to be doing that. Honestly, that's a young internet person thing where they think that's totally like.
No, well, that's what happened to me. Like, people have been trolling me, and I'm like fighting back, and then they'll like start DMing me like, "Hey man, big fan." Why the fuck are you yelling at me? Like, and it's just like,
because it's too gay to say they enjoy your work. They feel gay.
But they're attacking. They're like calling me a sexist and shit. And then they're like, but in secret, they're like, oh no, I thought it was funny. It's just it's an opportunity.
It's like the person that fucked the show up that was helping the show.
Oh, totally.
Like a heckler.
Completely sick.
Yeah. It's part jealousy, right? It's part like, because you already are doing a thing everybody thinks they can do, right? If you do comedy, everybody kind of thinks they can. So,
oh yeah, that's definitely
a
job.
They're mad. Like, And then the more, I can't even believe the craziest one I had was a guy who's like a huge fan. And then my girlfriend talked him out of fucking,
go on a mic.
Put her mic on, dude.
Oh, is this mic on? His whole thing. Why don't I hear it?
Point it up to your mouth.
Can you hear me?
I don't hear it.
Wait, she was trying to blow it. It's like, stop.
Yeah, work the balls on it.
Why don't I hear it in my headphones, though?
Put it on that mic. Just let it lean to that mic for a second.
Just lean in like the book told you.
Can we not shut the whole show down?
Wow, it's going to be so anticlimactic.
Will you break through the glass ceiling already?
Lean over this dildo she has silk from her.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm falling. So he was like, I'm just one small person. How could I possibly have affected anyone or hurt his feelings? Like, they just assume you have no feelings and nothing that they could say have an effect, so they have to go so hard
at you. But you know what they do? Yeah, they take my name, they make a fake thing of me, and then go try to talk to people that they as people I don't even know that way. Like,
who has
like,
that kind of time?
John
for
Daly.
One? Who? What? Jeez. Niggas so living around?
I'm like,
make
I'm
a
cool
fake
him,
account?
But I don't know him like that.
Who's making fake accounts?
But
so
I
mean,
why would you
niggas?
Go to this guy? Because I talked to him after. And he's like, well, I thought it was a way. I'm like, so if they think you don't feel bad that they're making fun of you, then they got to figure a way. It's like, I need to count in this world with where you notice me, so you don't feel bad if I'm mocking you. How can I get to you?
Right.
I'm gonna pretend to be you. Then some piece of shit starts talking to Patton Oswalt about his dead wife the day of with my name. I got a new one. Oh, Tammy Pescatelli. Remember I had a little internet beef with her with that shit with Amy?
Did you?
Because she said Amy stole her thing she didn't steal. So whatever.
Did you have beef with her?
I made fun of Tammy.
Okay.
Fine. Somebody under my name put her kid's fucking address of their school up
Jesus
online.
Jesus Christ,
as
man.
Me. And so she's like, you know.
That's good.
She apparently thought I did for a while.
Or
thought
it was
yeah. Really good. And that's so incriminating.
But that's fucking insane. Like, who
no,
did
that's insanity.
That?
That's insane.
Who would take some kid's fucking thing? I think we just know who did it.
That's
we
when you gotta get the police involved. That's when you call
like,
the police.
What kind of piece of shit? What
call
kind
the police.
Dude, I mean, what kind of piece of human garbage
yeah.
would put her kids?
What a fucking
and
ass.
And also, like, I mean, and also is me. Like, you can't do that under your own name. You need me to be the fucking... Well, I guess they do need me because nobody gives a shit about
well,
me.
Listen,
after
you're
I did
also,
it, I felt bad. But
you're
I
also at a level. You're at a level where it's the most destructive because you're well known enough where it's fucked up, but it's not like a fake Johnny Depp.
Right. Well, you know, it's like, easy to straighten out.
Right.
But
no,
it's,
but there's like a level of like Tom Cruise or something where it's like, oh, this is a fucking
fake
joke.
Account. Right.
But it's
right,
like,
yeah, right.
That's why you're at a level like, where it's yeah. like.
It
could
do damage.
It be real?
Right.
It, like, you're famous enough where it causes damage, but at the same time, right. it's like not, you know, fake fucking Cookie Monster. Like, you're like, that's not really Cookie Monster.
Well, you know, what happens ultimately is I'm like, well, that wasn't me. And they're like, oh, okay. And then that's the end of it. But
right.
I just don't even want my fucking name associated with your weird, evil shit that you're
I know.
Doing. Like, why do I need to be a part of it? But
that's
I guess
weird.
I don't know what I did wrong.
People are awful.
People are fucked up, man.
I didn't realize how bad they're mad at you that you... did a thing with you did a thing they kind of thought about doing but didn't do.
Yeah.
So they're like mad at you now.
Angry.
But also Owen's,
life choices.
Owen's tweet
but
that's
it's
so
all,
obvious.
By the way, I should clarify. It's all like white dudes between the age of like 20 and 30. It's all there's no black guy that ever did that to me. Yeah. It's all a young white dude, every single fucking one.
And
yeah.
then it's outrage.
They throw in a they,
women.
The women are different. They don't do that shit, but they try to get me fired.
The women can be a little psychotic.
But they use yeah. their own name, right? They're
not,
like, I'm
no,
righteous.
Not necessarily.
Really?
Not necessarily. There was a thing, I don't want to like go too far into it, but there was an incident at my old employer where this person this person named Baron Bion.
Great fake name.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's classic.
I was like, Baron Bion?
I started calling my dick that, my Baron Bion. Dude, check out my sweet
oh my
Baron
God.
Bion.
As long as if a bird lands on it, you've earned that. there's this person who was like a commenter who was sort of unhinged and pretended to be like six different people and like would try to yeah
that
was,
sounds like a woman
you, why is there so much that I see this particularly like feminist kind of like tweet warrior chicks. They're like insane and they're proud of it and then they mention it a lot like, well, I have mental illness and
totally.
Number one, don't say crazy yeah. and my craziness makes me powerful. And like, I don't think it's helping you.
Oh yeah, I was on this podcast with this chick recently who immediately started talking about me being a white man. I just pointed out, I'm like, you're sexist and racist. You know, like she immediately.
No, she can't be. Only you
no,
can
but
be.
Then she immediately told me that she was raped twice and started crying. And I'm like, how?
This is the funniest podcast I've ever heard of in my life.
No, yeah, yeah. I literally, I was like,
how did she deal with the rape you gave her?
I didn't want to be like insensitive, but I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? Like,
oh,
it's
yeah, no,
because no, people think that they're victims, right? So this has been done to me, so I can do shitty things to everyone else for the rest of my life.
Right,
it's like, who
you,
wasn't
you
fucking
it's like meeting a guy,
too low?
It's like meeting a guy in a wheelchair who's an asshole. It's like, I will fuck you up too, Wills.
Right.
Don't think you get to talk free, Wills. Roll your ass down a hill, motherfucker.
Like, you may be a paraplegic.
Go get your own.
But I'm a quadriplegic, so my views on guns are more right. It's like, because I can't move my arms.
Well, I mean, if you've been shot, you were quadriplegic and being shot, maybe it's a more right.
Yeah,
those
maybe
are,
that.
Those people
yeah.
are,
maybe it's a bad example.
Those people are what I like to call asses. The
What's asses?
People who start every sentence as a...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's,
oh, yeah.
That's my favorite thing. Well, what does that mean when you say it's like, this counts extra? Because...
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's all that like...
As a young female...
Big talk. What it really is
yeah,
is social
but,
media
oh,
talk.
Dude, right.
Because everybody want to explain what they are, but they still do it in person.
Right. Oh,
they still
right,
do
right.
the same shit in person.
That's a good point.
As
dude.
A black comedian, it's like, bitch, I know you, and I can see.
Not,
so just say your sentence.
You're not tweeting this. I'm looking at
yes,
you.
Yes, I'm looking at you, dumb bitch.
I'm just going to own my shit and be like, as a privileged white man,
yeah.
I don't appreciate you being around me because I should have more privilege. Like,
it
just own it the other way because no one, because you can't fucking argue the other side. So I'm just going to be
who's
like.
Who's the one we had on the bonus episode, that chick that came in who was like immediately like Megan, right? Remember, she was like immediately combative because we first had Aaron on.
Oh, right, right.
Who we didn't know from anyone,
right?
Who's from Jezebel. So I was like, yeah. Well, I mean, I was buckling up for whatever. totally fine.
I knew she would love Ann Coulter too. I knew she would just
but
love
the girl, but that girl came in. They always do the same thing. They come in like combative.
I see. I can smell it.
Like shit scared of
it's
you.
It's almost got a lesbian aroma, but it ain't.
No.
Is that
kind of
like staunch? It's settled for lesbian, but it really wouldn't
stick. I think there's a little bit of if only I could be a lesbian, but damn you.
But she came in already like, I'm a fucking little rhino. It's like, slow down.
But you remember
you lesbian
I would just start to say essentials. What is your problem, Kurt? Hey, Kurt.
Yeah, she hated you, boy.
Yeah, I couldn't even get
my
a sense
blackness
of...
protected me from her. She couldn't really.
No, she was never.
That's just fear, and you can't show that you're afraid of a black man. That's right. Not allowed now.
That's right. Yeah. That's why I have the snatch purses on Utica because those bitches start acting like, no, he's one of us. Give me that purse, bitch. How dare you show me respect? Now go get. then I high-five myself and get a beef patty.
I do hate, though, when I get catcalled by all those white guys. It's like, stop. I get it. You're a lawyer. Leave me alone. Stop. Keep your white privilege away
from
me.
Do you remember
so
that
scary.
Video came out? We were trying to get that girl, the girl in the video.
Oh, yeah.
And then her lawyer, she wouldn't come find
me. That's what the feminist came at me was because I was commenting on that video.
So, but people go, oh, they edited all the white guys out? Get the
some
fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You, first of all, you went to a specific black area to get that reaction.
Wow.
Well, right.
Put that fat ass Jew girl in tight ass pants. Lather up with.
Give me that Jew booty, bitch.
Yeah, they knew goddamn well it was going
to
happen.
I don't even think it's race, it's money. It's like you got to swing for the fence if you can't afford a date.
No, it's a white bitch, it's race.
And it's like poor white people live in trailers where people don't walk by them.
Yeah, she could have been Puerto Rican too, would have got the same. Like, they don't know she's Jewish.
That, right, it's just look.
No, the people yelling out. The people yelling out.
It was all black dudes.
You really,
but listen, this wouldn't happen if you wasn't gentrifying our fucking neighborhoods. Go back to your neighborhood. Nobody's going to yell out at you.
No, I got Olivia.
Bitch!
Is it? I still try to figure out, like, whose fault, like, people bring up gentrification. Like, whose fault is that?
Mine, mostly. I invited all my white friends to the hood, and now they don't want to leave.
You break up with your girlfriends, like, and they just stick around?
They stick around. They move upstairs.
Fucking, is it like, because remember Spike Lee had his whole, by the way, Spike Lee, I think I fucking, he's just a jerk off, dude.
Leave him alone.
Have you seen that 30 for 30 with the basketball? With
like,
the
you get to say if Spike Lee's going to not. Spike
I'm saying he stinks. What?
And I'm saying you're wrong,
you
Kurt.
Got, you got to see this 30 for 30 winning time.
Yeah.
Because he, like, fucked up the whole Knicks season with his antics.
Oh, yeah. With the Reggie Miller stuff?
What do you mean?
I love
do?
That he did
well,
that.
Well, he would, like, stand up and, like, heckle Reggie Miller and shit. And then Reggie Miller is such a fucking alpha psycho winner that he would just start draining threes every time he would
they
do that.
They had a bet too.
Wow.
They had a bet too. He had a bet with Spike Lee that if he beat the Knicks, Spike would put his wife in one of his movies.
Was that the bet?
Yep. And then
because Spike's like wearing all the
what
Knicks
movie
shit.
She put her in
one of the Spike Lee movies. Girl,
Gerard Carmichael's special. She gets to sit in the front row.
Girl, six school days up.
Mo Better Tuesdays. Sorry, that's a dad joke.
But Spike was a big fan. But you see Drake. Nobody's blaming Drake for the Raptors losing. That motherfucker jumping around too. It's like,
what,
stop trying to blame an extra
guy
dude
to try to fuck with him.
Yeah, he teased a professional basketball player who was playing against other professionals.
Who played even better though.
Who should have stopped him?
No, but it made him shoot better.
I don't think so. I think Reggie's just good anyway. But he made
he's
it a
so,
point to
so
do the choke.
Though.
He did the choke thing to Spike on the sideline. He wanted to get under Spike's because Spike was getting under his skin. And he got under Spike's skin by beating the Knicks. But the Knicks are grown myths. Pat Ewan.
When was the last time they were good?
You getting teased? You can't fucking...
When were the Knicks good last? I don't fucking know.
When Pat Ewan was in the 90s.
So not
since mid-90s,
then?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's serious business, man.
I mean,
like, you want playoffs.
You gentrify that team. So.
Playoff good. You mean playoff good. Like, we have good teams.
Is gentrifying bad? Isn't that better? Like, I don't know.
No, why is it better if, like, your whole neighborhood disappears and everybody gets pushed out because they can't afford the rent?
That's
how's that
what
better?
My Italian grandma said when the eggplants
because when white people come, their $500 rent or $800 rent is now $2,200 rent.
But how would that be on me, though? That's what
how
I'm saying.
That
like, why would that
thing?
Be my fault?
I think
but
that.
Because people getting pushed out because these landlords can force people to move out their apartments or push.
I agree getting being against
pushed
a landlord, but I don't
because
see
you're
why I should
this.
Feel bad.
Because you're waving this in front of a landlord's face.
I would love
face,
to
and
have a Native
go-
American on this podcast looking at you right now. being like,
yeah, we
no
didn't push them
shit.
Out. Though. Yeah, we didn't push them out. That's you true. Did.
But what
the fuck
is,
did I do?
Actually,
not you in particular.
I don't see a difference between.
I was talking about your Mohegan Sun show.
Listen,
they
it's
spoke
the same,
right?
The same difference to me of the blacks are lowering our property value. I'm like, well, fuck you. They can live where they want. You know. So if
interesting point.
But I do blame like real estate brokers and shitty ass landlords for that shit.
Yeah,
but
it is real estate brokers.
I'm gonna move wherever the fuck I gotta move. I don't feel no guilt about
there
that. I gotta live here.
And you should also know what you're moving into.
Well, sure. Oh, there's also something in the I think it was God
and respect it.
It was about how like the biggest recipients of like government housing vouchers are like Jewish people in New York.
Yeah, what? Because they
the Hasidics.
They found the Hasidics because they found a way to beat the system.
They just have like a super organized like community based way that they go about.
Yeah,
trying
cheat
to,
the system.
They don't cheat. They just wake up at like 3 a.m. and then hundreds of them line up.
Yes,
like that,
yes,
not
they found a way to beat and cheat the system.
They're not
I get
cheating
it.
Though. They're
those
getting
are the
in
Jews.
Line.
Well, beating it.
Those
beating
are the
yeah,
Jews that in Israel like don't help with the fucking you know. Palestinian stomping.
It's like all the Nazis in Brooklyn over there. They all on a welfare and all that. They all get
food
stamps.
That's like New Jersey too.
They all get food stamps.
By the way, that Cars for Kids thing is grimy as fuck.
Dude, I'm pissed. I got married. Like I was telling
not
my
all
wife,
of them,
if,
I want to say all of them.
If we didn't get married, like we would be getting checks right now because we have a baby.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bad move.
But dude,
no, I'm like, it was a fun wedding and shit. It was great. But
let me tell you something. That bullshit where they,
okay.
where they yeah. gnaw the foreskin off. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What's that?
The traditional like fucking thing of a circumcision where you got to use your fucking mouth.
Oh, sucking a baby
Are
dick.
You
oh, and then they give them herpes.
Yeah, that should be outlawed. But they can't outlaw it because that voting block of fucking Hasidics is so big that you can't go against them.
They suck
the baby's dick? Yeah, and they
get
them herpes.
Yeah, that's why
there's no reason. Listen, it's not required by Judaism. It's this creepy sect.
There's just one dude.
Who's not?
Who's like,
just this one guy.
I'm good with forms, and I'm sucking the baby.
Yeah, and
dick.
Then if one guy's a good guy
all day long.
The scary news is it's more than one.
Listen,
dude.
There's this one rabbi who fucking out of that group. It was just in the news like a year or two ago. This big molestation thing because every religious group that's like
Jews
insular,
molest.
Yeah, everybody does.
Fuck,
if you have a little group that's tight knit, the guy on top is fucking your kids. Just so you know, if you belong to that, you're an idiot because that's how it always works.
You just got more merch for the road. That's the t-shirt. The guy on top is fucking your kids.
Do they do?
No one's allowed to tell anybody.
No, I agree with you though.
Well, this one old rabbi went against the group, and then
and he
the following.
The kids?
No, well, he ratted the guy out, and the guy went to prison.
Right.
These other people dumped bleach on his face from the fucking from that shitty group.
But did it cure his herpes?
his infant herpes.
God closes a door and opens a window.
It's like, why would a fucking 2-month-old have herpes on his cock?
Jesus!
And nobody's sending Child Protective Services in there.
Dude,
it's like, what is that?
When we lived in
Borough Park.
They
found a way to beat the system.
No, Lakewood, New Jersey's like that.
Same
but you ever
shit.
See Cars for Kids, that fucking shitty ad?
Yeah.
That's for stinking Hasidic Jews to fucking pay. That's just for you paying.
Let's
for them
not
to
be
take.
Anti-Hasidics. All Hasidics don't do this is a certain sect.
It's, which sect is it?
The baby
dick in the mouth.
I'm not a fan.
Okay.
That girl that killed herself was Hasidic.
Oh,
she got kicked out.
What
happened?
What?
What's going on?
Oh, what? Yeah. Cars for Kids?
Cars for Kids.
Yeah, no, don't talk about that.
Why? Is it a sponsor?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they're doing a lot of great things out there.
I just saw Lewis's black face like this.
Good.
No! No!
No! No, Kurt was saying scars for kids. It's way different.
Yeah. Okay, that's
better. It's herpes scars on their dick.
Well,
yeah,
for life.
Look up what it is. If you're
like
what
Shelby's
the fuck is
face. We won't be back in the building.
Shelby, don't you ever get mouth herpes. Don't
let's run a commercial from herpes for kids. Can we go have the commercials queued up?
I always thought if you let the dude fuck, he doesn't fuck the kids. Like, I the Catholics were the worst because it's like the dude, it attracts the guy that's really willing to give up banging.
Right.
Right,
and those are either.
Why would you be willing to
right,
do
that? Right, where it's like a no problem.
Wait,
situation.
What are you saying? What now?
Like I always thought Catholics were the worst with banging the kids because they're attracting dudes that are like, oh, you can never have sex, and they're like, fine. They're like, that's cool. That's
no,
fine.
I think so.
Yeah,
really
where are these kids? Where are these kids in the dresses with the wine and the candles at?
Yeah.
No
I got
problem.
It. No pussy. Fine.
Yeah, it's fine. No, that's not a deal breaker at all. Are you sure? Fine, bro.
No, and then,
he said for the rest of your life.
The funniest shit about the Catholic Church is when they would catch a priest who had a secret wife, they would get punished. They would get kicked out.
Yeah.
The guy fucking boys, they're like, just move him. He's still there's still hope for this.
There
one.
Was
a, I know one of my teachers in high school didn't become one of the fathers because I went to Catholic school.
Yeah.
And he didn't become a father because he just like his wife too much.
Yeah, like...
Like women. He had like 11 kids, this motherfucker. I was like, nigga, you never put your dick away.
Yeah, like, you if, could you're never like be a fuck. If you're like, you know what? I do not want to have sex with women for the rest of my life, but I will teach the Sunday school. Like, right, there's obviously...
Fucking a kid. Yeah, yeah, you're fine. Not always. Not always. Some people actually say it for a good asexual reason.
So Mormons do it.
Don't think every Catholic father, a pastor, the biggest settlements
against Jehovah's Witnesses. It's not against Catholics. It's against Jehovah's Witnesses.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What did you say?
The biggest settlement for a child molestation scandal is against Jehovah's Witnesses.
Because they're going door to door looking for little guys.
Like, they molested these Jehovah's.
Knock, 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 little cock.
Because here's what all they do. This is why they lost the case.
It's called the cock knock.
It was nobody in power did it. It's that when they find out about the allegations, they don't go right to the police. They go, let's handle this
internally. Like they're a college campus.
All these religions do that.
Fucking nonsense.
And every religion does it. Like, don't damage the religion by your problems. So it's more important. That's what sucks about being a member, because you're supposed, you come last after the group name. So you're supposed to take whatever bullshit, you're supposed to just have faith and be like, okay, well, it's how it's supposed to be, a dick in my mouth from this older man.
Right. Ooh, ooh.
I mean, that's why I would never be anything like that again, like a insular fucking, you only talk to members of your religion.
Yeah.
I feel that way about like Christmas sneakers either, where I'm like, so I guess I'm a Nike's guy now. Like, I don't like committing to brands, let alone religions. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I guess I'm a New Balance guy? Like, what does that mean? So that means I have to be a certain way?
You have a kid, so yes, you are a New Balance guy.
I'm an Under Armour guy.
Mr. New Balance, fuck the child. Oh, is that a sponsor, Lewis? Mr. New Balance, can we not say New Balance?
Oh, shit. Should we take a break? Is it break time?
No, I got to go to that storytelling show.
What? What are you, where are you going?
I told you I got to go to that show.
I got to go early, too.
What is going on here?
Are you not reading the 7 texts, apparently?
Yeah, you not reading the contract, nigga.
I told you I got to go to the thing.
Well, we got a bunch of acidic dudes to read the contracts for
us. It's fine. I got my crew.
As long as we let them suck. All right, I'll stop with that. I thought that was a theme that we all established, and I was, running with it.
So talk about the Gotham. Let's see what's the Gotham information.
Gotham, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday, New York City, and then my podcast called Why Didn't They Laugh, where I analyze why my jokes don't work.
Okay. Wow. You must have shows for days.
I literally do. It like forces me to write new shit because I have to bomb to like analyze why.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Okay.
It's a good time.
Are you going to be in Montreal?
I don't think so. Maybe.
You got a new baby, man. Keep your black ass home.
I feel like you'd know by now.
Yeah, we got to hang more.
Yeah, Montreal's in like 4 days.
I've done the last like six though, so now it's to the point where I just am like, I'll go hang out, because I just got a place in Lake Placid, which is kind of near Montreal. So
why are you in Lake Placid? You chasing giant alligators?
No, my brother and his kids are there, so I want to get a place where my kid can.
But you would have gotten welfare if you weren't married.
No, just any couple that has a kid that isn't married gets cash.
They're like, let's just hush money.
Single moms. But I'd still be, we'd still be
that's
living
not
as married.
There's some loopholes. Maybe for white people. Maybe they got that program.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's some loopholes out there.
That was the big problem with welfare. They incentivized the dad not to be there. They incentivized it.
That shit ain't there.
And I would just be there, but like no one, I just don't tweet about being there a lot.
Where do you live? Wait, where's Lake Placid? It's in New York?
New York. Oh.
What a Olympics were you, animal?
Dude, ever since I had a baby, I'm like, I don't want my kid growing up in L.A. It's like, I need him to know winter and pain.
Right.
I'm dead serious. Like,
he's
either going to be boring or annoying
right.
if he grows up in L.A. Yep. So you're either going to be weak or you're going to be fucking entitled.
He's going to have those long t-shirts.
Yeah, he's going to just be like eating avocados and having threesomes and shit. I used to have to fucking shovel. I shoveled all the time.
Yeah,
this kid would just be getting his fucking ween blown by all these
I wouldn't want my kid in New York City.
No, I'm telling you, upstate. I wouldn't want my kid in New York City. Down here and hang with you guys.
Perfect.
I could come down and hang with you guys more often.
Yeah. I grew up in a city. City's great. It's just, great. Everything's here. You got
creepy,
culture here.
Vampire child who's like mature beyond their years.
Well, everybody
can't
in New York
drive or swim.
The thing about New York City though is that New York is
so true.
New York's so weird. It's such a weird, singularly great place. It is great.
Great.
But it's nothing like anywhere else. So you grow up having no idea what it is
I don't
like
want
anywhere
my kid
else.
To
that's why you go away for school.
Cabinet 15.
That's why you go to college. You go away for college. But it's great growing up in New York. It's the best.
Upstate New York.
You get to mingle with people.
No, it's not mingling when you yell at white girls, Sherrod.
Shut up. I'm going to yell at you when we go to commercial. I'm going to yell with my fists.
Say yell with your dick across my cheek.
Oh, my website is hugepianist.com.
Is it?
Yeah, because okay. I play piano. I'm 6'7". It's easy to remember.
That's amazing. Kurt, what do you want
to
say?
Can your catcher's mitt's hands even play a piano? I'm going to do this storytelling show right now. It's on CISO. What's CISO? I don't know, but that's what it's filmed on. It's called Risk.
I think I heard enough.
It's like Moth, but like the dirty. Dude, they kept going. It's a story you would never tell. You thought you would know. I'm like, dude, I don't have stories I would never tell.
Yeah, I'm a comedian. We tell all the stories.
Like, I don't live in secrets anymore because those dudes fuck kids. Yeah. Anyway, what do you want me to say?
I'm not an improv twinkie, so.
Well, just tell them you sucking baby dicks.
I do circumcisions the hard way. No,
back in my
all
day.
Hands. Nothing sharp.
You pull it off.
I just pull it off.
Just peel it like it's fucking.
They peel like a.
They bite off. They bite like off the kid's dick.
They bite it off. Yeah, the last bit.
Yeah,
because they're supposed to.
They don't bite it off. It gets cut and then they suck. They suck it after it's.
Yeah,
been cut.
They suck the.
Do they
juice
chew
out.
The foreskin? No. Do they hang out? With
I think
it
they
in their
do
mouth?
Chew the foreskin.
No,
somebody put. Yeah, they put in foreskin.
They,
in their mouth.
It's like chaw. How they do it?
Yeah, they like
stick they it in their lip.
Kodiak.
Yeah,
it's like chewing tobacco. You stick it between your cheek and gum.
Yeah, little baby foreskin. It's fine. Fresh out of the fucking.
It probably heaven. Still got the new baby smell.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
Like baby neck.
And then virgin blood.
I would chew the shit out of that. All right, we got to go to commercial. We'll be right back. Race Wars.
Race Wars. We'll be back after this.
Rule number one of Amanda, no matter what you do around the house, you're likely to screw it up. I don't need to tell you that. Your wife told me. What can I say? She talks. Anyway, I can help you smooth out pretty much anything. Just send flowers from Books.com.
That's right, Books.com. Right now, you use the promo code RACE, and you get 20% off. You don't want to mess this up. Do it right for your wife, or your girl, or any woman in your life.
No woman in her right mind would turn away a peace offering of Books flowers. And if they did, leave them. And stay with those Books flowers. They're probably better than that woman anyway.
I'm telling you, the blooms are large and colorful. Do you like colorful, right, Kurt?
Well, they use better soil and more sun. At a lofty 10,000 feet. At a lofty 10,000 feet thing? Is this. Am I looking at this
You're
right?
You're looking at it right.
A 10,000 feet thing.
Yeah, because it's right now the volcanoes. That's what
well,
he gets
I don't understand
stuff,
that
yeah.
at all, but.
Well,
it sounds
Books
like
prices start at a mere $40. There are no upcharges, okay? No extra fees.
Even delivery is absolutely free when you register with the Books. Listeners of our show
at
save.
Books.com.
Books.com. Listeners of our show save 20% off the bouquet of your choice. Just go to Books.com and enter promo code RACE. That's BOUQS.com. Promo code RACE.
That's right.
Books.com. Promo code RACE.
Boom.
A great business needs a stunning website, and with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and receive your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hey guys, it's Jim Norton.
I'm Bert Serra.
I made that up. Matt's not here. He's out hanging out with Dana while I'm in the fucking hot studio in New York. He's gallivanting. We're hosting the new UFC podcast, UFC Unfiltered. It's going to come out every Tuesday and Thursday. And pretty much we're going to be talking about the upcoming fights, the fights that have just passed, and interview fighters, get the exclusive on certain things. We're going to talk a lot of UFC, MMA in general, and a lot of other stuff, whatever we really feel like talking about. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else podcasts are. I don't know where you get your podcasts. It's not my business. Just tune in so Matt and I don't get fired.
Ready for some news?
Yeah. Is everybody just leaving right now?
Yeah. Oh. No, I'm here.
Here with the stories and headlines that really matter. It's Race Wars News with Erin Gloria Ryan. Go on and read that news, girl, with your fine ass.
What you
got,
E?
All right, no time for ass talk today. The first thing we have going on is that...
What happened to the ass one? Yeah, with your fine ass.
No,
what?
they did say it. I just was planning on not commenting on it, but now I guess
we always
got to
comment on it.
I know.
Go ahead.
So first story I wanted to talk about today, several House Democrats staged a sit-in on the floor of the House in protest of the fact that there hasn't been a vote on gun control measures since the Orlando massacre. And it was actually led by John Lewis, who's from Georgia, and he was a civil rights leader during the movement.
Yeah, I know John Lewis.
Yeah, so
I have
barbecue
in his house.
Really?
No.
Oh, like, you guys all know each other? That's so cool.
I thought you did.
You don't go to my church.
So it was 40 Democrats. They said they were going to occupy the House floor until GOP leadership allowed a vote. And the what's interesting about this is that the Republicans, because they're in charge of the House, they control the camera access to the floor. And so they turned off the cameras that C-SPAN uses to get footage of the floor. And so the Democrats just started periscoping and tweeting about it.
Finally, a use for periscope.
And C-SPAN was pissed that the Republicans turned off access to the footage. And so they just started airing the periscopes. The moral of the story is like, don't fuck with C-SPAN.
Yeah, you can't stop the signal. Didn't we learn that from that movie?
What?
You can't stop the signal? When did the... Nobody?
What, right. What is the...
It was a fucking one of those space movies. And Mr. Universe said, you can't stop the signal, Mel. Mel, you can't stop the signal. Fans, don't worry. They'll tweet about it. They'll tweet the answers.
I wish I could give you that.
You got no dude answers. Go ahead, Aaron. So did it work? Did they get people to...
No, it never works. They never get anybody to vote on gun control ever.
But they're not gonna. It's not going to happen if you got 40 people from the same party doing it. It's like nobody's participating but your party.
No, they're participating, and I feel like a lot of it...
Republicans. They got one of the Republicans. She crossed over.
Oh, did she? Who was that?
The female from, I want to say, Vermont.
Okay.
Had her in the paper yesterday.
That might have been Vermont. That sounds right.
But do you think that the Democrats, a lot of them are doing it to like get more... Democrat heat on them too, like if they know
I think that's a picture of it right there on the screen. Democrats hold sit-in in House floor over guns.
Yeah.
First of all, this is same. This ain't if you unless you see people there who you usually don't see there or complain about this.
That's
you're doing the same dance. You're just doing the same dance.
Talking, I think on the left.
Yeah, you're doing the same dance, and it don't look like it's anybody new in that crowd of, and they didn't.
Well,
nothing got accomplished.
Here's the thing. Right now, I mean, if we're going to just be totally cynical here, we are in an election season, and right now is a super key time for fundraising. So even these people, obviously, I'm going to guess that most of them believe in gun control personally,
right?
But they also are all running for re-election, and right now this is a really politically popular thing to take a stand about. Right.
But what kind of gun control are they talking? What do they want?
There's a couple different plans proposed. One of them was that people who are on the terror watch list shouldn't be allowed to buy guns.
Boo! It's America for them too. Fuck no, that. No. Saying, talk on a mic, K-Bar.
No, what they're saying
is K-Bar think he's talking on the subway.
Only thing they're saying is
he whispered it to me.
Only thing they're saying is that if they're on a no-fly list, they shouldn't be able to buy guns.
And right. I say boo to that.
What you mean?
Are you being serious? Shot,
yeah.
I feel like
is the guy who's on the no-fly list should be allowed to buy guns?
Yeah, because before you know it, there's going to be a whole bunch of niggas on the no-fly list.
No, the no-fly list.
That's going to be a new way for them to keep people to get guns, but they don't want to get guns. Just put them on a no-fly list.
No, the no-fly list
Who's going to question that?
The no-fly list is a terrible way to determine who can't buy guns. Because it's really poorly monitored. And people who are on the list have the same. People are mistaken as being on the list when they have the same name as a person on the list.
Yeah, it's that's not a good way to manage that.
I mean, we have to do something, but nobody knows. We have to draw a line somewhere, and nobody can agree on where to draw the line. And so we've just decided to draw the line nowhere, which is not going very well.
I mean, there's one lady. I think she was in Virginia somewhere. She was put on a no-fly list, and something happened with her credit. Her credit was all attacked for some reason that she didn't even know. She couldn't they took her house. She couldn't get a new house.
And if she had a gun, she could have kept that house.
She had to live in a trailer. It's like, they get this shit too wrong for them to put it in some list, and you just went, I don't buy that. I don't trust that shit.
I mean, who do you think shouldn't be allowed to buy a gun? I'm not being sarcastic.
Me, but I already got them, so it's too late.
How many do you have?
About three.
About three? What is about three? You got to pick one you don't want to tell us about.
Two are legal and one is dirty.
Are they going to be like, what's pink?
One is dirty as dirty can get.
You got a little ankle one?
Look at Tommy looking at me. And that was a whole push for the gays to get guns now. So that the gay flag with the serpent on it, strike first, motherfucker. That's what California's saying. Yeah, what are you saying about that?
No, it's a terrible idea.
No, get on the mic. There's your mic. Oh, that mic's not working.
It doesn't work. Okay. Yeah, it's a terrible idea.
Why?
No, then we shouldn't be all arming ourselves.
But you shouldn't protect yourself with your rights. You shouldn't
When has that worked? When have you ever heard of a mass shooting being stopped by somebody with a gun?
I heard of like a home invasion being stopped by a motherfucker with a gun.
Okay, yeah. Didn't that happen with someone famous? Yeah, like The Rock or something?
Maybe. I know LL Cool J, though.
LL Cool J.
But he didn't use a gun. Racist. He chased the dude down and beat him. Who tried to rob his house. Beat him in L.A.
What if he was wearing that backwards hat?
Yeah, he licked his lips a lot, the guy said.
No, the problem is just access to the type of weapons people have. Do you think... Do you support an assault weapons ban?
No. Yeah, I support that.
Yeah.
I don't think everybody running around should have an assault... Why do you need a...
Everybody running around shouldn't have a gun.
Yes, they should.
Yeah. No, they shouldn't.
Yeah, they should.
No, they shouldn't.
I should.
No, they shouldn't.
No, I'm with K-Bar.
Everybody shouldn't have no gun.
Who shouldn't have a gun? Who do you think shouldn't have a gun?
A whole lot of people shouldn't have no gun.
Well, like, what do you think?
What class of people?
Class of people? Let's talk about mental health issues.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Shouldn't have a gun.
Well, what counts as a mental health issue?
Yeah, what counts? How do you determine?
Hold on. If they don't classify, if you somehow allowed yourself to get classified into where you are mentally have to be placed somewhere, then guess what? Until you can handle that, you shouldn't have no firearm.
I don't buy that, though.
If you can talk yourself into the hospital and talk yourself into the nut house where you now have to have somebody from the outside come speak up for you to come get you, nah. That means you're crazy.
But you can get yourself in there.
It's not an exact science. It could be a judge who had a bad day who's just going to put you behind there because he wants to.
But you know what?
It could be a bad day. I don't trust that shit.
I don't trust too much power between my constitutional rights.
Okay, I don't like it. I don't like a checklist.
I don't like people getting shot who shouldn't.
Me too. I agree.
So I think they're right.
Illegal guns need to be taken off the street. All illegal guns need to be taken off the street. That's what I want.
But the problem's the
and
legal
one
gun.
No out of your house.
Look, I mean,
so there's no way to do that. That's why I got my gun.
UK used to be held up as an example of a society similar to ours where having a gun ban works. But that woman was just killed.
When you talking to,
she's the exception that proves the rule because the ban works.
Let me tell you something.
The ban does work.
I'm scared of criminals. I'm scared of cops. Yeah. You ain't gonna convince a black man that he can't have a gun or shouldn't have a gun. Because if anybody in this country need a gun, it's us more than anybody.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm a legal gun holder.
I also think that people shouldn't have guns.
Yeah.
Like, I hear where you're coming from, but I think you're wrong.
If nobody had a gun, I don't need a gun.
I don't buy this argument that we need to protect ourselves from government invasion.
This is our last line of defense from government tyranny.
A lot of people interpret the Second Amendment differently. They interpret, because it's written really weirdly, and the clauses are arranged in a really strange way. So there's one way to interpret it that it only applies to a well-regulated militia, not to the individual.
Yeah, but a militia in its definition is not well-regulated. It's just a bunch of niggas with guns.
That's the problem. There are people who advocate gun control who believe that the correct interpretation of the Constitution never was that individuals had a right.
I'm never one for guns designed to kill people, to shoot people. I always thought that was gross. I like to go hunting. I come from the South. I got Southern. I like hunting. I like hunting weapons. I like rifles. I like double barrel shit.
Are you from New York City or the fucking South?
I was born and raised in New York, but my family came from somewhere.
Yeah, but the guns that they were talking about, the guns they were talking about took like 7 minutes to load. Like, they weren't talking about
muskets, but they can still, hunting rifles and shit still existed. It wasn't muskets they were shooting birds with.
Yeah, but if that guy went to Orlando with a musket, like, two people would have died instead of 50.
And he would have been tackled right away.
Right.
Yeah. I never was for guns that's designed to shoot humans. I never was for that. That's not my thing.
So, Sherrod, it sounds like you're saying that you support the individual right to bear arms, but you think that the arms that are available for people to have should not be militarized.
I don't think it should be militarized, but...
They should be regulated.
Well, look, I work in the West Village for the past week. Every day I get off the subway and I see AR-15s. Dozens of them.
Yeah, they're from the military.
All these militarized police. Like, that doesn't make me feel safer.
And how do you think it makes me feel?
I didn't feel safer in Israel when I kept seeing soldiers walking
but
around.
But that's what you didn't feel safer. You are safer. Really safe you
Israel.
Are safer.
No, but it didn't make me...
I mean, everybody in Israel is trained to use that gun.
Wait. Everybody calm down. Just because Kurt's not here, don't make tickets praises yelling. Now, first of all, nobody's saying ban the guns. Is anybody talking ban guns in Israel?
Nope.
Is that a movement at all?
It wouldn't be possible.
But is anybody talking it?
I don't think so, no.
Because Israelis got a right to defend themselves, right?
But I don't think there's a lot of stabbing.
And I don't.
Nobody's talking about that here either. Nobody is proposing that everybody not be allowed to have guns. That's what I'm saying,
like a ban on assault weapons or something. Is that going on in Israel? Because everybody's there is trained and go to the army for 2 years, but nobody's yelling, hey, we need less weapons.
Yeah, but Israel
they
sounds
say
like
we need
a,
more weapons.
Everyone that I know that spent time in Israel has reflected on how, like, there's something that's very, like, tense and, like, not relaxed at all about
it. Yes, and that's how it's always going to feel there.
Right, because everybody has fucking enormous guns. And like,
also because random Arabs explode every once in a while, so that adds something to the tension.
They're stabbing too, Karen. Come on.
There's stabbings, there's okay. aerial bombing.
I got a caller on the line right here from Matt from Missouri. Matt, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, you know about a shooting that was stopped with a gun. Go ahead, tell me about the story.
I can't remember all of it, but just a couple weeks ago at the high school in Arapahoe, Colorado.
Okay.
There was a kid came in with a gun, and I think he managed to shoot one or two people before a principal, maybe, or assistant principal has a gun and stopped him.
That's right, yeah. And a assistant principal shot the kid before he shot more people at the school.
There was a guy with a gun in Orlando, too.
Yeah.
There's a guy in Orlando with a gun, too. There's a security guard in the club.
Now, what's the story that I'm hearing that the Orlando shooter also avoided black people?
Yeah, he said supposedly there's a video that came up like 2 days after where one of the girls who was in the bathroom who had been shot.
Right.
He was making the calls to 911 talking about he was in support of ISIL and then Al-Qaeda and then Hezbollah. But then he told the black people that was in the bathroom, I'm not going to harm y'all. Y'all have been through so much already.
That's a sick motherfucker.
Yo, but also.
But I would have been like this. Thanks. Thanks, nigga. You need a water or something? You need a water.
I gotta say, though, I'm so sick of hearing about this fucking guy. It's like, this is like creating the next fucking shooter. The amount of attention we're giving him and how he's become a fucking famous person.
He's not a famous person. He's gay, dude. He was a gay, closeted gay and couldn't deal with it. His father was a fucking probably closeted gay, too.
But now we all know his name. And now we know all about... My boyfriend was like, we were at dinner.
I don't know his name.
He was reading all about like the background of this guy. I don't fucking want to know his background.
Well, show your boyfriend your tits or something. Get him out that fucking newspaper.
Have you seen them? Nobody wants to see them.
I disagree. I do want to know about him.
Thank you.
I'm really interested to know the ways in which homophobia in this culture can drive mentally ill people who internalize their homophobia when they're gay and closeted to do things like this.
You got
to
get it out, man.
This happens.
Yeah.
Like, I think that part
of, no one's talking about it. Like, the thing we can't forget is that, yes, this is about guns. It's also about homophobia.
But what if Tommy, we never released his name? Like, what if we didn't know who he was and we just, like,
what's
they just
the value
fed
in
us?
That? What's
the
value?
Media,
you don't make him a fucking
him.
Famous person.
But the media would find him.
Calm down. Y'all all white. Calm down.
I don't think it has any effect in Chicago, what he did. And they killing people in Chicago every day.
Yeah, and that's actually a big problem.
It has nothing to do. Who cares about him?
That means nothing
in Chicago.
Zero.
It's not even a subject. Why? People dying every day in Chicago.
Right.
I'm talking about this type of shit, like this specific type of shooting.
It's because it's black
68
people.
68 people is exactly.
That's
68
why.
People is getting killed every weekend in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. It's
if
also
that was, if that was in Lily White America, guess what? That would be on the news.
Well, you know who I blame for that though? You know who I blame for that? Oprah. Why she leave Chicago, bitch? You left him first. Obama left, then you left. What do you expect going to happen there? You got no more jobs.
Oprah
done shut down.
Huh?
You selfish,
Oprah?
Selfish bitch.
She's in LA.
That's actually a problem.
She lives Earth
with the way we cover shootings that a lot of people have brought up in like about the media and the coverage.
Because black deaths don't, you know.
No, it's not necessarily removing. Well, like
it seems even black people.
Right.
It matters more when white people kill black people than black people kill black people. Sometimes it feels like that.
But it's also
it's a story
that like is a lot splashier and more like immediately interesting as a headline when a lot of people died versus just like, oh, these
at
people
one time,
died
yeah.
in separate,
that's what I'm saying.
In separate
yeah, like
instances.
A,
I'm saying that it is. It doesn't mean it's less important. I'm just saying that as like a mass murder is bigger news.
Yeah, it's a
bigger story.
It's like a large.
And it's a, and it plays.
People being killed over a weekend is not. It's not. It's
no.
Not,
I,
well,
I guarantee
no,
you.
Agree.
That's
we agree.
Not,
with I guarantee.
That's a mass
well, here's
murder.
The question. Well, all these black people at one party,
but I also guarantee you that those 68 stories. So like the media is for profit, right?
Yep.
It relies
money.
On people paying attention to stories, and for like as fucked up as this country is, more people by a large factor will pay attention to a story about a mass shooting than a story about like all this happened to a bunch of poor people in Chicago, and that sucks.
but it's true. It's like the audience desire for stories drives what stories get covered.
Well, the shit that's fucked up is the mugshot shit everyone's calling out, like where it's like the white kid from the rape who's like got his swimming picture. They show pictures of him
Stanford. And they show the black kids fucking.
Oh my God, looking like they fucking raped everyone.
That's what they do. But just like when OJ, the whole OJ thing went down, they put him on the front of Time magazine and darkened his skin.
So black.
Darkened his fucking skin. It's like, what? We already know he's in jail for murder. You don't gotta make up. What are you doing?
Oh my God.
Eden!
OJ became. After that murder, became more blacker than he had been in 35 years.
When I saw him on the Time magazine, I thought he was playing Nina Simone. That's how dark he was.
They also had a mugshot.
Nobody? Really? Nobody.
The most recent one.
Wow. Holy shit.
The most recent one I saw, the mugshot one, was the other day about there were these white teens that killed a homeless guy. They beat him to death. This just.
Jake Gyllenhaal is going to play the homeless guy in the movie. I already smell it. Jake Gyllenhaal homeless, nigga.
Still fuckable, though. But they showed these like cute school pictures of the people because they know that's going to have a bigger impact. We're like, how could this beautiful little 17-year-old girl do this, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Where it's like this fucked up shock
value. Oh, was a 17-year-old girl involved in the murder?
Yeah, they killed it with some kids, some teenagers.
It's always weird when young girls kill, but... sexy.
Well, they show you the sexiest pictures of them. So
it's so hot.
That's what people will click on. That's like the girl.
It's like her John Robert Powers modeling school pictures. Yeah. They're like, what are you doing?
Just like the girl. What's my girl who had the lovely boobs in Florida who smothered a baby or something?
Casey Anthony.
Oh, I wanted a taste of that so bad. Oh, yeah. I'll fuck the shit out of Casey Anthony.
She was troubled.
I get her pregnant.
You can tell by her eyeliner.
You don't have to worry about raising the baby.
I'll kill the baby with her.
She did kind of.
State approved killings. Abortion.
That was a good backpedal. I'm proud of you.
What? I don't let the government kill my stuff. I use the government for all my good killing.
And then Jody Arias or whatever she was.
Oh, I would have fucked the shit out of her! I'd have fucked that bitch!
She, like, that murder was, like, so, like, sensual, too. She was so angry.
It was a naked shower murder, our favorite.
She just fucking titty fucked him real quick.
She took selfies. Yeah.
Stab. That's a sick bitch.
There's also the kayak murder girl.
Did they prove that? Yeah, she went out with a boyfriend on a kayak.
And then apparently, she's like, I don't know what happened.
But he went over. Yeah. They're trying to say she did it. She's a Russian girl, too. Yeah. Sexy.
Oh, she totally did it.
Oh, you know she did it.
You've met Russians, right? There's like a whole culture
of... to drown.
Yeah. Russians have shovels in their trunks. You guys know that?
He did say when he first met her, she said, I make big trouble for Moose and you. What a bitch.
There's like a whole culture of people that write like thirsty letters to murderers in jail.
Yeah.
Oh my God, the Columbiners, the theater company I work for, this group is doing
that what
a whole
they're called?
Musical.
The Columbiners?
No. But this group that was in our R&D,
the Columbiners.
These they're making a musical about Columbiners, which is people who write who are upset, an online community of fans of the Columbine killers.
I believe that. And they make it a musical.
Yeah.
I like how Julie Bond,
Gordon Leary, and Benjamin came on.
Well, Charles Manson has a wife now.
Yeah,
but
she
didn't get married.
She was just trying to trick him into dying so she could get his body and like display it.
Yeah, but Google this shit. Like, it's really serious. But they develop relationships, even with people that are dead. They become like Christ-like figures to
them. Scott Peterson was hot, and I stand by that.
Oh, he was.
I agree. He definitely was. But
I liked
what?
When he fled.
He's still in jail.
When he fled to Mexico and he had that Sugar Ray like blonde goatee, I was like, Scott.
Now is he on? When he blonde the shit off. Yeah,
that's
is he on
Death Row? I picture your high school boyfriend.
I'll show you my high school boyfriend, and he.
Is
he? I wish he looked.
He's still on Death Row.
I think he just got forever.
He just got life in prison?
No, yeah. I think he's on death row.
I think he's on death row.
Because she was pregnant, so
it
counts
California?
As like a...
California has a death penalty. Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's on death row.
But don't they not execute people in California? Do they just appeal forever?
I think he's a fan of the show.
My high school boyfriend, Aaron,
is
just in regular prison. He's not on death row.
I wanted to move on to another story real quick.
Go for it.
So I will rep Steve King, who is a very conservative, famously hates Mexicans.
Yeah.
He's got a real leathery face. I met him at CPAC this year. He's real leathery looking. So
how
he
do you kiss? Is he a good kisser?
That was you repping him?
Yeah, it's real darty. He's got like a real darting lizard tongue when he kisses.
Oh, so the oral's not good, but the kissing's.
So he tried to introduce an amendment this week to block Harriet Tubman appearing on the $20 bill because he said it was racist and sexist.
And said he wasn't racist, though. He said he was nostalgic. That's why he won, because he was nostalgic, right? Or he just wanted to...
He just did some verbal gymnastics to try to get around it. He said it's not about Harriet Tubman. It's about keeping the picture on the 20.
Right.
But the thing is, they weren't changing the... They were just switching it to a different side. Like, they weren't taking Andrew... They weren't changing it. You know, they were like...
Adding.
Yeah, they were adding.
Yeah, but he don't want that, because he wanted the way that he liked it, where it was only white people wanted money that looked like him.
Where was he when they were destroying the quarter with many states on it?
Yeah.
Or fucking up the nickel with buffaloes.
Collectible?
That's a good point.
Yeah, they wouldn't have put a niggers on it. That's what he was saying. His nickels wasn't niggers, and he was okay with that. He was okay with that.
If they put her on the nickel. Oh, God.
Where was he when they were making dollar coins like assholes?
He's like, if you put niggers on nickels, what am I going to call niggles?
Well, here's the full quote that he said. Here's what's really happening.
Niggles.
Here's what's really happening. He did not
it's
say
it's not like Harry Potter school.
Do you mind if I pay in change?
He said, this is liberal activism on the part of the president that's trying to identify people by categories, and he's divided us on the lines of groups. This is a divisive proposal on the part of the president, and mine's unifying. It says just don't change anything. But the guy that whose picture he wants to keep on the bill is a guy who had a bunch of Native Americans forcefully moved so that it could make more room for slavery.
That is hilarious, though. That is what?
Also, the only groups that he's dividing are people who have $20 and people who don't have $20. Who do you think is getting mad about this?
I can't wait till Harriet Tubman's on there so I can take a nice sweet 20 down to the strip club and confuse these bitches. Here you go. Go make something of yourself. Go free yourself, ho. Harriet did it. stuff and G-string. Oh, it's like too many worlds colliding.
That's a lot, Sherrod.
I'm sorry.
That's good. That's funny. You guys, the Scott Peterson picture being up behind Sherrod is making me.
Oh, he's still looking at it.
Comfortably well.
Look at him. Yo, he's a strip. Oh, that's not him.
No, there are two Scott Petersons. There's one ugly and one hot, right?
There's Drew Peterson. He looks like Sam the Eagle, the Muppet.
Right.
And then there's Scott Peterson.
He looks like he's been out. But listen, it's always a bad idea to kill your wife. They come and for you,
they
stupid.
Know you they did know it. You did
and
it.
Your pregnant wife is like, yeah, you can't wait to kill this pregnant woman. Ruining your
and
good
like
time.
And like his affair wasn't going to come out.
It's like nobody else's good time is getting ruined by that baby but yours. They know you did it, nigga. You nuts?
Yeah, no one else is mad about it.
As soon as you're going out to get a bassinet, he's like, I'm going to kill this bitch. I ain't buying no bassinet. Fuck a bassinet.
Oh my God, I totally forgot about most of the details.
Amber
of the story.
Fry?
Yeah.
Fresno? Yeah. I remember a lot of the details.
Remember, he was cheating
with
her.
This.
He was cheating with the girl,
and
with
she
the blonde.
Came out, she didn't know that he had a wife at all.
No.
That is... How
that's good
you,
game,
like,
right? That's real, like, good game.
He was such a good pathological
liar. It's like, who's baby seat? It's like, nah, sometimes my midget friend comes with me. There ain't no baby seat. There's a midget chair.
Why are there so many Cheerios in your car seats?
That's for midget Mike.
I mean, it's like to hide a pregnant wife. That's crazy. How do you do that?
That takes a lot, I'd imagine.
But now I don't think he can get away with that sort of stuff because of the internet. Because of Facebook.
He couldn't get away with it then. That's why his ass is in jail. He is in jail.
True. He was like, I was moving these large pregnant lady-sized umbrellas out of my house.
What a beating, too, because that was just every day that passes is more of a bad idea to kill her.
But he must get so much hypothetical pussy. Like, he must just get tits pressed up against the glass all the time.
Oh, they send him, he get letters and stuff to the prison. Because women, they'll still fuck anything, you whores. They'll still be like, I'll wait for you.
Boys.
I'll wait for you. Put vinegar on my pussy. Keep it tight.
That's the perfect man. That's the perfect man. He can't go anywhere. He can't talk to you. You got to call him.
Oh, you're right.
You never have to fuck, but you can kind of just rub one out on occasion and not tell him about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the woman has got all the hand. You got all the power in that kind of relationship.
I mean, literally all
he
the hands.
He can't kill you. You get the danger of a murderer, but he can't physically get you.
Yeah. But you can still get married, your dream.
I hope he gets released and he's going to stay at your house.
You get actual mail, like real mail that isn't like
Odell. Oh, yeah, you get letters.
Yeah.
Oh, my dear Margaret, I still locked up here. Days are longer, nights are colder.
Hope you got your vinegar.
You gotta tell them the terrible news about the $20 bill.
You're not gonna believe it.
Scott, bereaves
so
me to
sorry.
Write you. Yeah, <I'm sorry. laughs> I know you're not gonna like this, so you better be sitting down when you read it. Oh my God. You're gonna want to have to kill another pregnant mother when you.
I hope you're impaled on another man's dick when you read this.
I like how much he hated her. That
yeah,
he
K-Bar, that was for you.
That he dated a woman that looked exactly different than her too. Like he's like, you can't even look like my wife.
Yeah, yeah, they like this is like a couple picture of them. Yeah.
He was spending Christmas with her. Your wife's pregnant.
How
like,
did?
What was his job?
And yeah. That's because his Christmas tree don't mean it's Christmas Day. I'll keep mine
no,
up to February.
Is, they're wearing formal.
So all your girls keep can get those there. Pictures.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
They're wearing formal wear though. Rolling so like they is. Must have been going to a formal event. That is just that's crazy.
Yeah, they go into his wife's funeral.
Oh. Savage. That's savage. That was savage.
That's where they're going.
Oh my God. Too soon after I came to that picture of him.
What did he think would happen? Like when he killed his wife, he's like, okay, now my mistress is definitely not going to know I'm married. Like,
yeah, well, he's such a like, good liar, right? Like he's such a good liar.
He thought he could lie his way out of it.
He thought he'd be able to tell her something like, we were unhappy, but it wasn't me that killed her. Like, can you just keep this quiet? Like
right.
He had gotten away with so much.
Yeah,
that he just—I don't know—and
that's narcissism. That's an ego on somebody. Yes. That's a massive.
Well, let's not
ego.
Put all the blame on him. Maybe this girl just got that sweet, sweet pussy. The sweet,
which one?
Sweet
the dead
day?
Or the live?
No, the live one, the cheating one.
But we're talking about her. Right. This isn't about me, so.
She was can we focus? Sweet pussy.
He was all because he got a Scott Peterson. When I look at him, when he was like a fat boy.
Uh-huh.
When he's real with the other wife, he looked kind of Hispanic.
Yeah,
he looked a Spanish boy.
Spanish
but he like he
Are
went through his
to
whole
the
life.
Bottom of this?
Yeah. Yeah, he went through his whole life, finally became the man that he had to be. But unfortunately now he got a wife who's pregnant. Who's just, as much as Latino as he is.
I mean, I'm starting to see it from his perspective.
Then he
now.
Got over with this Nordic bitch. She done mixed his head up. Hey, you can be more than a Mexican.
What was his job? Can we find out what his job was?
Let me look. Let me
I want to read her
I'm
book.
I'm just guesstimating. I'm
I
not
read Amber
book.
Fry's
You should get it on Kindle.
I'm not going to. I don't actually physically read. I have them read it out loud to me into my earphones.
Aaron. What Kindle?
Oh. So what was he?
Oh, he's getting skinny in prison.
He is skinnier.
Scott,
he's much
me,
skinnier now.
Let me beef you up, Scott.
He looks crazy as a shithouse right. Look at his eyes. Look
How
those
old
eyes.
Was he when he killed her?
They're like the
oh
cold, empty eyes that'll choke your life right
30.
Out of you and stare at you.
His mother owned 30. A boutique in the community of La Jolla called The Put On.
Oh, yeah. The Put On Your... Yeah. Stab-proof jacket. If you're pregnant around me,
put See, on a condom.
Death sentence. Death sentence. Death.
He's not going to get executed.
Sure he will. No, California, they'll roast you.
Do they?
Oh yes.
I thought they outlawed it. Now all these people are just on death row forever.
Don't toot a teen.
I am so white.
Yeah,
people
no, that's
don't
still,
die.
Yeah, people die.
No one gets shot. Get out of here.
So
the $20 bill is staying the same.
So what was it? We don't know what his job was.
Yeah,
who cares,
let me try to find out.
I mean, it definitely wasn't being a great husband. I know that was not his fucking
he
husband.
Be a great
business
husband.
Person. What? That's not a job.
No.
That's not a job.
All right, what other news we got? We got more news.
Oh, yeah.
We
okay.
got more
got
news.
The Knicks got D Rose, man. The Knicks got D Rose. That's more.
All right, let's talk about that for a minute. The Knicks. God damn it, K Bar.
Jesus Christ.
The Knicks. So, Lewis, what do you got on? Well, let's Lewis talk first. Go ahead, Lewis.
Yeah, they just they traded him,
right,
with Chicago for Robin Lopez,
Jose Calderon, and yeah. Jaren Grant.
It just sounds Nobody like important. The Knicks are getting other people's broken toys.
It just sounds like everybody speaking Spanish.
They would have the best squad in 2003.
Yes,
if they did that trade.
If he had two healthy knees and shit like that.
Exactly.
It's like we already saw what he did in Chicago. He was hurt all the time.
Well,
the time.
Derek Rose is a 27-year-old unmarried guy who's probably bored in Chicago, and he did the only thing he could do, which is move to New York. That's what you always do. If you're 27, bored, not married,
okay.
You move to New York.
Well, you moved to La Jolla. 3 years later, you have a pregnant wife.
Yeah.
I can't believe. Well, the Knicks. Let's see what this comes out to be. Oh, I don't buy it. I don't think it's a good trade. We always getting niggas past their prime.
Well, who would you, how is he past his prime? He's 27.
Three. Yeah, but 3 to 4 knee surgeries.
He's had 2 knee surgeries.
27.
Okay. Bernard King had 2 major knee surgeries.
And Bernard King never got us a championship, and neither would D Rose.
He got rid of him, and he went back to All Star level.
I'm just gonna say this real quick. The Knicks will never win a championship with Carmelo Anthony.
I agree with that.
Carmelo Anthony stops the flow every time they come down the court. All he can do is shoot. Answer if he this. Got traded to the Cavaliers, I bet you he comes off the bench.
Question. Did you watch the Knicks play this year?
Yes. I did.
So you saying Carmelo...
And I've watched Carmelo his entire career.
No, I'm asking you a question. So you saying Carmelo stopped the flow this
year? Yes. Yes, 100%. Yes. When the ball comes to Carmelo...
It feels like lazy ball. Stops. He's like Tracy McGrady.
He didn't average his highest assist total this year?
He may have averaged his highest assist total this year.
But it ain't the flow of the game.
That much better than last year. Like, it ain't the flow. Well, he's not
on the ball. He floated with triple doubles the whole season.
Oh, stop. They'll never win. How many games did they win?
Just to give listeners at home an idea.
Hold
up. Just to give all the girls are looking at their phones. Tommy's eyes have glazed over.
Good.
Thank you for calling Tommy part of all the girls.
Okay, good. That's the Knicks minute. We're over with that. Aaron, back to the news.
All right. So, Washington Post reporter. By the name of David Ferentholm.
That was sports, Karen. We call it sports.
Ferentholm?
Oh, that's such a hardship for me. Why am I here?
Because you made a really good $20 bill joke, and that's why you're here, Karen.
Let Aaron... Go ahead, Aaron. Finish the news.
Okay. So anyway, this Washington Post reporter was looking into Donald Trump's... he's the guy that uncovered the fact that Donald Trump hadn't given money to that military charity. Mm-hmm. And he looked into all charities, and he wasn't able to find anything.
Well,
he was able to find... Today he called 128 different charities that Trump had mentioned.
How about this dude call 128 charities and give to them instead of fucking bothering them all day?
He's a journalist, and that's his job.
Why not?
So he found that 61 had no record of any personal gift, 30 had no comment, 27 haven't replied. So after a whole day, he has been able to find one charity that Donald Trump donated to between January 1st, 2009 and today.
How so much
what about,
he
what about, wait a minute. This is such a dumb story.
He publicly represents himself as a person who gives a lot to charity.
Yeah, listen, none of his family, they all work for him. Whatever they give is his money. What the fuck? Ivana never gave, Melania? It's like, stop trying to...
They're not running for president. He is. And they're not representing themselves as these charitable philanthropists.
So did Taft give a lot of money when he was president?
Doesn't matter because right now Donald Trump is running for president. Taft is not running for president.
Okay, when Taft ran, did he give a lot to charity?
I don't know. This is a
no one knows, but he's still president. JFK, did he give a lot to charity? No one knows. Who
probably
gives a fuck?
Because if they had better investigators looking into the claims they made and the ways they represented themselves, they would maybe have better information and have made a better decision.
But that would have made them a good president, a bad president?
This contributes to the narrative that Donald Trump is a person who lies pathologically.
And Hillary Clinton is a truth teller.
I'm not... You know what, Sherrod? Every time I make a point, you make a point about a totally different thing.
But I'm saying it's two liars.
Right now I am talking about...
It's two liars.
Right now I'm talking about specifically Donald Trump. Right now I'm talking about Donald Trump. And I'm talking about Donald Trump being a person who is lying. There are other stories for other days about Hillary Clinton and her lies. But right now, this is the topic at hand.
Okay.
So what do you think about that? Do you think it matters?
I think he's just like the other liars in the race. It's like, why separate fucking liars? They all lie, so you just gotta pick the person with the smallest feet for your ass. That's voting.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a foot in your ass. Look for the small feet, nigga.
But why tell such checkable lies? Like, yeah, if Googleable you're going to lie, lies. Why don't you just then donate money to charity? If you're a billionaire, it's not a big deal. And then you're not
charity?
A liar. Or have an assistant
Hillary
do it.
Clinton's boyfriend is dead. The Whitewater lawyer is found dead on a park bench. Nobody investigated it.
Is that
true?
That's
not
yes.
True. That's awesome.
He was not found dead in the park bench. He's dead.
She has my vote on the basis
of that. Is this on Netflix? I'm so excited.
The fact that nobody investigated it is not true. And it was
young dude died.
It was completely...
Her boyfriend.
That's hot.
It was not her.
When Bill was already fucking with a whole bunch of girls, uh-huh. She was dealing with this dude.
Okay. Well, then there you go.
The same dude who got them involved in Whitewater.
Even Steven, then she's good.
Land purchase.
Okay. This is like something that you can easily check, just like with a very, Sherrod, you're making the like anger. You're happy you have made me mad face.
Anger. Yeah, I got you frustrated. Look at you. You're turning red.
Face.
You're back to that 16-year-old girl in there wiping old ass.
It wasn't ass. She was wiping their clit.
Sherrod's like, all right, now press.
So easy to get her Jezebel ringing.
Oh my God. I'm going to write such a takedown of you, Sherrod.
Don't take me down. No, deconstruct. Don't fucking.
So anyway, yeah, this is just a. I think Karen's point that
she got so frustrated.
Life. Oh my God!
But it's just so easy to. It's so easy to donate a little money so you're not a liar.
Shut up.
Yeah.
He has people working for him. He doesn't even have to give the order. That he can just be like, hey, make me not a liar, and somebody will do it.
I need it. I need that. Don't be jealous of it. You hate it.
What do you guys think about Donald Trump's family taking control of his campaign now? Do you think it's
good? Oh, I think it's brilliant.
Oh, I missed that news.
Yeah.
Who, so Donald Jr.?
They fired.
I saved his life. I did. Really? He got smashed in the head with a beer mug at the Comedy Cellar when I was hosting years ago.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. And I stayed on stage as the ambulance came in with the stretcher, took him out. And I said, remember to tell your father that I helped you. I need an apartment. Yeah, nigga, it's all true. It's on tape at the Comedy Cellar.
And that's another charity he didn't follow through.
No, he came through. He got me a blowjob in Vegas. We'll talk about it off air. We'll talk about it off air, nigga.
That's what you call an apartment, is a Vegas blowjob?
Allegedly. Allegedly.
An apartment.
That's right. Somebody's mouth is just a small bedroom.
Somebody's mouth aparted.
It's still bigger than the New Yorker apartment.
Oh my God.
But yeah, so what? His family's running the shit. So what?
No, Sherrod, can you explain why did he get hit on the head?
Huh?
Why did he get hit on the head? What
was happened
first?
He was there with a bunch of girls. It was just him and like four girls. Hot. And he was sitting in the back, like the back left of the
one
of
was
the club.
His sister. He was fingering
no, it was
her.
No sister. And then the guys next to his table, they just was fucking hating on him, to tell you the truth.
Because
he was there with hot girls. They didn't know who he was. He could just be any random dude.
Yeah.
And then they started talking back and like yelling shit at him. He told them to be quiet. The security came there and told the other table to be quiet after that. And then before you know it, one of those thick mugs.
Oh my God.
Smash, blood.
Did any...
Like, they have to come in and get him. Like, the paramedics have to come in and take him out.
Did he
that
pass
guy
out?
Probably died on a fucking park bench, too, and no one
No, he didn't pass out. He didn't cry. He didn't pass out. They just took him out. He was bleeding. And, yeah, and I stayed on stage the whole time.
That guy is
That's how hungry for stage time I was. I was like, I ain't going nowhere. I need this food spot.
Did the cops come and arrest the guy who hit him?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way that guy
Yeah, the guy got arrested. Yeah,
there's no way that guy has left prison since then.
I don't know. Maybe. That's a good question.
I bet you could FOIA the arrest.
That's a good question.
What
but
color was the guy who hit him?
White. It was all white dudes. And that's why I was like this.
Wow, he's out.
White violence, man.
White on white. My favorite kind of crime.
Music
to my ears.
That's why you didn't get off stage, because you were watching?
I was watching the whole thing.
He was also masturbating. It was weird.
Yes, I went to the barbershop and told him. And was masturbating then. And then he was bleeding.
Everyone else starts jerking off.
Take a little off the top, leave the sideburns, nigga. And then I said,
slow down.
Yeah, it was great. We got 2 minutes left. Annie, what are you doing in town? First of all, you doing your girl codes?
I'm doing girl code shit, and then I'm going to do the True TV show.
How's PJ? PJ's still over there?
Yeah, PJ's over there.
That's my boy, man.
Yeah, PJ's cool. I'm doing Comedy Knockout with Kurt. I don't know when that's, and Big J next week some point on True TV. And then I'm at a Brokerage Comedy Club July 22nd, 23rd.
Nice.
Long Island.
I like Long Island.
Long Island.
Long Island.
Come.
What's going on with Crash Mouth? What's going on with
We just had Sarah Shulman on, who's a Jew who hates Israel, and it was a good discussion.
Who
and,
was it?
Sarah Shulman. She's a
Shulman.
Shulman.
Okay. When every time you say it, people think
professor.
You say Sarah Silverman?
Nobody thought that, no.
I thought it. And now that I know that it wasn't her, I'm a boo.
No, and I was supposed to be at Stand New York tonight, but Amy's doing a set, so I'm not doing one.
Amy? Amy who? Which Amy?
You it's my biggest another... credit.
I want to rename my new comedy name to just be Amy.
Aaron, what's going on with you?
Nothing.
All right. All right, so I got my show next week. If you want to come see a live taping next Tuesday, I got the information on my... Yeah, I got y'all. Information's on my Facebook, so whatever, Twitter. But you can come see a live taping next Tuesday. We're taping two episodes of Black and White. That's coming on A&E, premiering of July 13th at 10:30.
Yeah, they be pushing you.
They pushing it, baby.
I'm like, I've been fucking shouting your dates.
Oh, yeah, they pushed it because they wanted more press on it, going to send out the first episode. So it's great. It's good. It's good shit. A&E
you know
seems
who else more
excited.
Press? Who? That lady's pussy.
Wow. Will you grow up? Will you grow up?
When Scott Peterson finally rates me back, I will grow up.
Race Wars, we're out.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media.